and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. Now she's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
On your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is there for all your automotive needs. You'll find them on A Avenue in Gulfport. Joey Plummer is continuing the family tradition. From maintenance needs to major repairs, let Ace take care of your ride. Call Ace at 228-863-5782. 228-863-5782. Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is still the best place in Gulfport to take a leak.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control, with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Here's your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center. After a partly sunny, warm afternoon, just a 30% chance of a scattered evening shower. Later tonight, mostly clear with the overnight low. Still warm, 72. Tomorrow, look for sunshine, a high of 88. And then Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 86. And that's your forecast. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the pop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip dip dip? Who was that man? Shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. When my baby heard bump, 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 every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Each time that we're alone, boogity, 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, dip, dip,
bomb, ba-bomb, ba-bomb, bomb, and my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, forever. And when I say dip-di-dip, di-dip, di-dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. For the first time in 2022, the Biloxi Shuckers make about the three-hour trip north to play the Mississippi Braves in Pearl, Mississippi, here at Trustmark Park. And in Pearl, Mississippi, this is the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Mazzarella, we're joined by Garrett Green momentarily. Shuckers entering this first of six games here in Pearl. Now, these two teams face each other 30 times. Shuckers with a 16-17 record, and Braves 14-19 record this season. Shuckers coming off a series victory. They took 4-6 from the Birmingham Barons. They won their last three games in a row, in which the M-Braves, they have split their last two series. So both teams kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. But the Shuckers, really those three long ball, they broke the franchise record back-to-back nights. Five home runs on Saturday. They said, how can we do better? Let's get six on Sunday. That's exactly what they did. Noah Zavalas made his 2022 season debut, was out in the Brewers Complex in Arizona. He went 3 1/3 innings. JT Henson, Nash Walters followed. Victor Castaneda threw three innings with Arnaldo Fernandez closing out the ball game. But talk about the home runs. Joey Weimer with two of them. Cam Devaney with two as well. Felix Valerio went right behind Weimer, back-to-back home runs in the fifth inning, and Jackson Reach clubbed another home run, his third in the series. He's homered in three straight ball games, looking to keep that trend moving forward. Another big news, though, Joey Weimer yesterday named the Southern League Player of the Week, was the first player for the Shuckers this season to win a weekly award. Obviously, still very early into the season, but he won the Shuckers, or the Southern League Player of the Week, because of the home runs he hit. Five home runs in total in six games, and he has really shot himself up all the offensive leaderboards in the Southern League and in minor league baseball. We'll get to all that later here in the pregame show. But first, Garrett Green had a chance to catch up with the Shuckers slugger outfielder. Here from him after this on the Shuckers pregame show.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast, next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back on the pregame show, joined today by the reigning Southern League Player of the Week, Joey Weimer. Joey, first of all, congratulations, sir. And I'll start by asking, Just what felt good for you last week at home against Birmingham?
I was getting down on time, just seeing the ball well, catching it out front, and you know, letting the natural swing plane do its work.
And I know that you've talked to us before about the fact that you're going up there, mostly your approach is swing hard, do damage. So I have to imagine that, you know, you're not specifically looking to hit home runs. Some of those singles through the left side illustrate that. So is it more what the pitcher is throwing to you, or are there pitches that you recognize out of the hand and that's where you maybe look to lift a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a combination of both. Like you just said, mainly just trying to hit the ball hard, do damage. But, you know, when they do leave it there, you know, hopefully we can get it in the air.
Well, it's been doubles, now it's been home runs. So, I mean, obviously the translation of this level, you had the Arizona Fall League for a brief amount of time. How has Double A gone so far to what your expectations were? And I know you had a little bit of a slow start at Carolina last year. How's it been to get off to a good start this season?
Yeah, it's been great to get off to a good start. Striking out more than I want to right now. But other than that, I'm really happy with everything that's going on.
And speaking of, it seemed like for Montgomery, I know you had a few more strikeouts in that series than you have for some of the other ones.
Yeah, a couple.
Was there anything that they were pitching to you in particular that led to that? And did you make an adjustment back for that Birmingham series?
No, as a hitter, you're a lot of feels going on. Just didn't feel like myself that week, I feel like. First couple games felt fine, but you know, I feel like Wednesday on, one seeing the ball without a hand. Feels when you're hitting like that, it feels like you're, picking up the ball mid-flight. So kind of just, I'd say I was thinking at that time as opposed to just, seeing the ball, hitting the ball.
Well, I know we obviously got to talk to you about your relationship with Felix Valerio. How great is it to go back-to-back with him on Sunday and be standing there waiting for him to come around the bases?
Yeah, it's fun. Like I said before, love watching that guy hit. I'm excited to see, what he does throughout the rest of the year and, just see how we keep rolling as an offense.
And obviously, I know you said Chuck Fever on Sunday after the game was over, but is there something you guys are doing when you get down in the dugout when guys are teeing off and you're saying, hey, this is what he's throwing, this is what to look for, or is it just kind of a feel throughout the whole dugout on a day like that?
Yeah, I mean, you're always sharing information as hitters, kind of what the guy's plan of attack is, how his stuff looks, based on is it, normal slider movement, is it more depth, more horizontal, just small stuff like that, it helps you, figure out what they're trying to do to you as a hitter.
All right, I'm going to ask you about tonight's starter for Mississippi, Jared Schuster. Obviously, you guys saw him in maybe the fastest five innings I think anybody has ever played on that Saturday at MGM Park. What is it that you guys saw out of him that you're looking to adjust to today?
He's just a really good, pitcher, just in terms of knowing guys' weaknesses, pitching his strengths at the same time. Really good pitcher, good changeup. Makes as well, hits his spots, and is doing the thing. So just go out there, stick to our plan and try and do damage.
All right, last thing for you. Defensively, we obviously talk about it enough, but I know the offense is what gets accolades for you. How much do you work on your defense, and what is it that you're working on to get better, even though it's six outfield assists already early on in the season?
Yeah, I'm not a big overthinker on defense. I try to keep it as simple as possible. Balls in the air, go get it. Balls in the ground, throw it in. But obviously there's small stuff, footwork, working on first step reads, just little things that, help you get an extra inch.
And I know I said last thing, but how bored were you guys on Saturday night? All ground ball outs that night. You guys didn't have anything to do in the outfield.
No, as outfielders, that's perfect. Our job is to just stand there and go hit 90% of the time. So,
well, it all worked out for you guys. Joey, again, congratulations, sir. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Joey Weimer. When we come back, first pitch and lineups. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers Baseball continues in a moment.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back on the Shuckers pregame show here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi for game one of a six-game series between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Let's get you to start lineups now for both sides, starting with the Shuckers. Very similar lineup to what they've rolled out the last two nights, and why change anything? You have hit 11 home runs in the last two games in their lineup. Mike Guerrero goes as follows. Center fielder Sal Frelick lead things off, followed by the right fielder Joey Weimer, reigning Southern League Player of the Week. Felix Valerio, the DH, bats third. Thomas Dillard, switch hitting first baseman, bats cleanup. Jackson Reitz, the catcher, followed by Tristan Lutz, the left fielder. He bats sixth. Cam Devaney, two home run game on Sunday. He's batting seventh, playing shortstop. Gabe Holt back in the starting nine, playing second base. Third baseman, switch hitter Yason Koka rounds out the order, bats ninth. Southpaw to Louisville, the sixth rounder in 2019. Nick Bennett gets the ball, 1-3 record with a 5.28 ERA. Now for the Mississippi Braves, 14-19. Bruce Crabb, the manager, in his first season. Here is their lineup. Braves' number one prospect, Michael Harris, the second center field, bats first. Jalen Middle, the second baseman, in the second spot. Shortstop Luke Waddell, left-handed of Georgia Tech, bats third. Catcher Andrew Clementina follows him. Drew Lugbauer, first baseman. He's in front of C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, who bats sixth. Right fielder Trey Harris bats seventh. Andrew Boritz, the left fielder in the eighth spot. Ryan Delgado, the DH, rounds out the order, bats ninth, as they send the lefty Jared Schuster to the mound. Well, Gary, it's almost that time. Let's get those picks to click, though, real quick.
All right. For my pick to click today, I am going with Gabe Holt. This is a ballpark that plays much more to average hitters than power hitters. So Gabe Holt is my pick to click today.
That's a pretty darn good one. And seeing Holt back in the lineup as well. Lefty facing a lefty, Schuster. I'm going to go top of the order. Felix Valerio, the DH, bats third. Nine-game hitting streak right now, has a home run. He's hitting .333 against the Braves this season. We'll be right back here at Trustmark Park for first pitch on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brucey.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Let's go!
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it's game one of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 16-17 on the year. They are two games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in the South Division of the Southern League, and two games ahead of the Mississippi Braves, who come into tonight at 14-19 on the year. Here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off, the center fielder Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him in right, and Felix Valerio, the designated hitter, will bat third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Thomas Dillard, Jackson Reitz behind the plate, Tristan Lutz out in left. In the seventh spot is the shortstop Cam Devaney. Gabe Holt follows him at second, and rounding it all out, Coca. They go opposite the left-hander Jared Schuster, 2-2 this year, but a 1.53 ERA. So here is Schuster, the first offer on the way to Frelick, and that slapped down the left field line and foul. And we're off and running a minute early tonight at 6:34 p.m. here at Trustmark Park. And it looks like Frelick might have broken his bat on that first swing, so he'll go and retrieve a new stick. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White trim, white names and numbers on the back of those blue jerseys. They wear the gray pants tonight, and they have on the black caps with the B with the oyster inside of it in white. As for the Mississippi Braves, they look like their parent club tonight. They're in their home whites with Braves written in that red crimson across the chest over the tomahawk. They have red names and numbers on the back of those white jersey tops. They wear white pants with blue trim down the sides, and they have on the navy caps. Here's the 0-1 to Frelick, and Sal sends this one skyward, deep left field, but backing up on it, still backing and reaching up and not making the catch is Moritz. Frelick around second. He's going to round for third and be in safely with an opposite field triple. So one way to start the game for the Shuckers.
Well, that is one way to start the ball game. And Moritz really didn't look like he took a good lane out to go retrieve that baseball in left field. It's kind of twisting and turning. I think the slicing away from him kind of ate him up out there. And it was well-struck baseball. Thought had a chance to get out of here. If we're maybe in Biloxi, that ball might have left the yard.
Might have. Now it's Joey Weimer. He checks his swing but takes a first-pitch fastball for a strike. It is 0-1 to Weimer. Well, Joey named the Southern League Player of the Week yesterday after the week he had against Birmingham. 0-1, and a changeup outside for a ball. On the count is one ball and one strike to Weimer. Joey, in six games, hit five home runs, had eight RBIs, and also scored eight runs. 1-1, and he takes a changeup down low. And the count is now two balls and one strike to Weimer. With a man at third, it's Frelick after his leadoff triple. Joey with those numbers, leading the Southern League in total bases, as he watches a pitch miss outside with a changeup. And so the count is three balls and one strike to the right fielder. Joey also tied for second in RBI for the week. Tied for second in hits as well with 10. 3-1, and he takes high and inside. It's ball four. So no hit for Weimer, but the Shuckers have the first two men on base as Felix Valerio comes to home.
Well, here is Sally Embry's lineup defensively tonight behind Jared Schuster. Starting on the outfield left to right, Andrew Morowitz. Michael Harris is second in center. Trey Harris in right. Around the diamond, C.J. Alexander at third, Luke Waddell, Jalen Miller up the middle, Drew Lugbauer at first, and Hendrick Clementina doing the catching.
So men on the edges for Felix Valerio, and the first pitch pops the mitt of the catcher Clementina, a fastball, but it is a ball up high, 1-0. Calling the balls and strikes tonight are crew chief Steve Hodges. He'll set down the 1-0. And that is high as well, two balls and no strikes. Bobby Tassoni is at third, and Justin Whitten at first base tonight, our three-man umpiring crew for this six-game series. Good leadoff of first for Weimer. Schuster, the lefty, stares at him. And the 2-0. And that is taken at the knees, a fastball for a strike. And the count is now 2-1 to Valerio. Well, Jared Schuster, the 6'3", 205-pound left-hander, 23 years old, taken with the 25th overall pick in the 2020 draft out of Wake Forest. As this is slammed foul, Frelick has to drop down to his knees to avoid a line drive from the right-handed hitting Valerio. And the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Schuster coming into today second in the Southern League in ERA. A look to first and the 2-2. And that is down in the dirt. And so the count goes to three balls and two strikes to Valerio. Schuster also tied for the league lead in innings pitched. 35 and a third coming into today. And leading the league, an opponent batting average against in whip. Opponents hitting 1-2, and Valerio lifts this back and over our heads out of play. And so the count will stay at three balls and two strikes to Felix Valerio. Sal Frelick at third after his leadoff triple. Joey Weimer at first after his walk. Nobody gone here on the top of the first inning. The 3-2, and Valerio hits this high in the air to center field. Harris has it measured out in right center field. Frelick is going to tag. The throw will come into second, and a sack fly by Felix Valerio gives the Shuckers a 1-0 lead, three batters into the game.
With the speed from Frelick at third base, Harris really had no chance, and so Wise just threw it to second base to avoid Weimer from tagging up and getting a scoring position himself. And I wonder, too, for Schuster on the mound, a leadoff triple, it kind of alerts you too quickly, and that's why I think he's trying to settle down here throughout this inning.
Stares over to Weimer, and the first pitch to Dillard, who will bat from the right side, and it's a high fastball. Stare down to first by Clementina after Weimer had taken a big secondary lead. Joey with a couple of big bounding steps to the bag as he stares back, and it's ball one. Next offer, that's high, and it's two balls and no strikes to Thomas Dillard. Well, the Shuckers have already scored more runs off of Jared Schuster than they did in his start against the Shuckers back on April 16th at MGM Park. Sam the 2-0. And Dillard takes upstairs. Three balls and no strikes to Thomas. Schuster in that outing, five innings, two hits, no runs, a walk, and 12 strikeouts. Game the M-Braves won 4-0 in a rain-shortened contest. 3-0 when Thomas was green-lit. He swings through a fastball. A little shrug of the head after he does. And the count is now 3-1. Look over to Weimer at first. And the 3-1. And Dillard fouls this straight back. And so the count, three balls and two strikes to Dillard. So another full count to a Shuckers batter as the payoff is high. It's ball four. So the second walk of the inning for Schuster puts men on first and second and brings up Jackson Reitz. And with that, Clementina is going to hand deliver the baseball to the left-hander. And that's also going to draw a meeting out of the dugout from pitching coach Bo Hennig. So not exactly how Jared Schuster had it lined up to get going.
Yeah, definitely not the start he was anticipating. That's what I was kind of trying to allude to before. I couldn't think of the word for it, but, you know, Schuster, and we've seen Frelick the first pitch of the game, I think, at Montgomery, got a base hit and hit a couple hard-hit baseballs doing that. That's kind of Sal's M.O., and a lot of guys take the first pitch of the game, but Sal able to make contact with the first one, and then the second pitch able to almost leave the yard. It kind of, it startles you on the mound. That's what it really kind of does, and I think that's what Schuster's going through.
It's like getting a first punch, first round blow to the face. You get hit for that first time.
Shuckers didn't hit at all against Schusterd in his first start. And this is a guy who's been pretty untouchable this season. Two walks already, ties his season high for a game. Well, the first pitch is settled in on the outer half for a strike to Jackson Reitz. It is 0-1. Well, Reitz this season hitting .313. This is his 20th game with the Shuckers. Lefty Schusterd, the 0-1. That's down in the dirt. Weimer thought about advancing down to third, but a good job by Clementina to block it. And the count is even at 1-1. Well, it is a warm day here in Pearl, just outside of Jackson. 86 degrees at first pitch. Not a cloud in the sky. It is very warm today. Runners dancing off of first and second and the 1-1. And Reitz swings through a changeup for a strike. The count is now 1-2. Rest of the numbers for Reitz. 4 doubles this year, 16. He has homered in 3 consecutive games. The 1-2. And a check swing tapper back out towards the mound. It's scooped by Schuster. His lone throw is to first. He kind of awkwardly shot puts it that way, but in plenty of time to get Reitz. Weimer moves down to third. Dillard to second. Now a chance with 2 men in scoring position for Tristan Lutz.
Yeah, I think he thought he had a chance to try to get a throw towards second base, and that's why it looked like he shot put it, because his feet were kind of starting to co-angle towards second and then realized only plays to first. Had plenty of time, though, to get the runner.
1-0 Shuckers here in the top of the first inning. As the first offer to Lutz, and he swings through a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Sal Frelick tripled on the first or the second pitch of the game, and then a sack fly by Felix Valerio drove him in. Walks to Weimer and Dillard, who advanced on the Reitz bounce out. 0-1, that's in the dirt and skips away. Weimer took a big step towards home, but Clementina was close enough to it just outside of the dirt circle. Joey has to head back. Mike Guerrero and Weimer having a word over at third base. You know, Joey is very aggressive. He's already stolen home once this season, always looking to advance on a ball down in the dirt. Dillard at second, and the 1-1. And that is high and away. 2 balls and 1 strike to Lutz. Well, Lutz coming off of a pretty good weekend, played in the games on Saturday and Sunday. 3-for-4 on Saturday and 2-for-2 on Sunday. As this pitch is high, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike now to Lutz. So the Shuckers are making Schuster throw a lot of pitches here in this first inning. It's already going to be his 29th offer of the first inning. 2 gone, the 3-1. And Lutz sends the skyward, but slices it foul and out of play. And so the count 3-2. Worth noting, the infield is in the shade because of the seating bowl and grandstand here at Trustmark. Right, so that's going to be tough for the right fielder. 3-2. And Lutz hammers this deep right center field. Harris is chasing after it. He's looking up. It's over his head and off of the right center field wall. Weimer will score easily. Dillard follows him home. And it's a 2-RBI double by Tristan Lutz. The Shuckers have 3 runs here in the first inning.
Well, Gary, this is kind of music to our ears. We talked about in the last Birmingham series about how they struggled at times to score, you know, a couple of runs and put up some bigger numbers in innings. Usually it's 1 or 2 runs, and they can do it consistently, but it's about getting out in front of it. Birmingham, that was the problem. Now a 3 spot here against one of the league's best pitchers, that's all you can ask for.
And the line continues to roll along as Cam Devaney steps up, and the first pitch is above the letters for a ball, 1-0. And that really seems to be the problem with Schuster tonight. The lefty just can't quite command his fastball right there at the top of the zone like he's looking to do. The 1-0. And that is upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes to Cam Devaney. Well, it is a big ballpark here at Trustmark Park. You're probably not going to see a ton of home runs in this series. The set and the 2-0. And that's down in the dirt. And so the count, 3 balls and no strikes. It's 335 down the left field line, so that's already 10 feet further than it is at MGM Park. It's 380 to the left field power alley and 402 to straightaway center field. 3-0. And Devaney taking the entire way. That misses inside for ball 4. So it's the 3rd walk of the inning for Jared Schuster. He had never walked more than 2 in a game. and the trip out to the mound, and this is remarkable. Bruce Crabb is coming out, and that is the end of the day for Jared Schuster. So the lefty who had the second-best ERA in the Southern League coming into today, who struck out 10 consecutive shuckers his last time against them and struck out 12, doesn't record first and second and two gone. And we'll tell you about the new hurler coming up on the other side. Shuckers leading it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn.
Pitching change for the Braves in the first inning. Left-hander Jared Schuster done after facing seven batters and recording just two outs, and he will give way to the new left-hander Hayden Deal here in the first.
Yeah, Deal's 10th appearance of the season, 1-0 with a .87 ERA. Look, he's gone 22/3 innings. Someone to give him some length in this ballgame. Struck out 21, walked just 8.
First and second, and Gabe slashes the first pitch out of play, foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Deal has converted to a reliever this year. As Thomas said, a .87 ERA in 9 appearances, but last year he made 23 appearances. 17 of them were for starts. Look back at the 0-1. And that's a low and away with a slider. One ball and one strike to Gabe Holtz. Lutz is on second after his two RBI double. Cam Devaney then drew a four-pitch walk. And that was all that she wrote for Schuster today. The set and the 1-1. And Holt hits this foul down the left field line again. And so the count is 1-2. And, you know, with the left-hander Schuster, what it probably boiled down to is most organizations have a limit that guys cannot throw more than 35 pitches in an inning. Schuster was at 34 when he was taken out of the game. We'll look back to second, and the 1-2. And Holt takes low and outside. Hard diving fastball. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Holt. This is the third time that the Shuckers have seen the left-handed Deal this year. In 5 1/3 innings, he's given up just one unearned run on 2 hits. He's walked one and struck out 7. The 2-2 to Holt. And Gabe slaps this one, but right at the shortstop on one hop, Waddell. He'll underhand to second and force out Devaney. And that brings the top of the first inning to a close. But the Shuckers score 3 runs on 2 hits. They strand a couple. And as we head on to the bottom of the first, it's Biloxi 3 and Mississippi nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with the Shuck Nation 9 home games in 2022. Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in the cool walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Bottom of the first inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 3-0. So the left-hander Nick Bennett has a lead. And here is the starting lineup he will face off against for the M Braves today. Leading off is the center fielder Michael Harris II. Jalen Miller at second follows him. The shortstop Luke Waddell hits third. The cleanup man is the catcher Hinja Clementina. Drew Lugbauer at first, C.J. Alexander at third, Trey Harris out in right, Andrew Moritz is in left, and rounding it all out is the designated hitter, Riley Delgado. They do go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, 1-3 this year with a 5.28 ERA, and the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Lefty-lefty matchup here as Harris stands in, and the first offer from Bennett is a slider on the inner edge for a called first strike. It is 0-1. Bennett working quickly tonight, the 0-1. And a cutter is hit in the air out into center field, but playable in the sunshine for Frelick. On a few steps, now backs up one. And one organization's number one prospect retires the other. Fly ball to center field for the first out.
Yeah, you don't get to say that too many times, but here's how the Shuckers defense line up tonight behind the starter, Nick Bennett. Tristan Lutz in left field. There was Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number one prospect in center. Number two in right field, Joey Weimer. Around the infield, Jason Koch at third.
As the pitches downstairs.
Up the middle, Cam Devaney, Gabe Holt, Thomas Dillard at first, and Jackson Aritz doing the catching.
Bennett working at a quick pace. The lefty's 1-0. And a slider spins in at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is now. Well, Nick Bennett, the 6'3", 202-pound lefty, brings home the 1-1. And this is lined the opposite way out into right. Weimer with a long run in. He's going to have to play it off of a hop. And so Miller bloops one out into right field. That's the first hit of the game for the M Braves. And on and one gone, and Luke Waddell the hitter.
Yeah, Miller just able to get enough barrel to the baseball. It's kind of one of those little screamer off the edge of the barrel. And so that's why Weimer really couldn't get to it. He's also playing pretty deep out in right field as well.
Well, the first base umpire, Justin Witten, has just walked halfway to the mound and told Nick Bennett that, I guess, Bennett had on a rubber bracelet. The umpire said he had to remove it. So
that's he has like, yeah.
Taken it off, and now it's Luke Waddell in a first pitch front door slider in the lefty-lefty matchup. Misses inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Bennett, the 24-year-old, taken in the sixth round of the 2019 draft out of Louisville. As this slider is cranked out towards right field, Weimer, though, tracking it in the bright sunshine, and he runs it down for the out. So a line out to right, two going in the inning just like that, and Hendrick Clementina the back.
Yeah, you're right. Not an easy ball to track out in the sun, and you can see the reflection off of Weimer's sunglasses as he went over to track after it. I think Sal had it pretty covered as well, but tough bid for Waddell. It hit the ball pretty hard.
And a courtesy pickoff throw over to first. And a check on the runner, Miller. 3-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning. Two gone, Miller on first. And Bennett's first offer to Clementina on the inner edge with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Scouting report on the southpaw, Bennett. He throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter, which he has mixed in this year. 0-1. That's slapped the opposite way. Foul. And it'll actually ricochet off the shell that goes all the way around the stadium and end up back on the infield. Quickly 0-2 to Clementina, the right-handed hitting catcher. Shuckers play him to pull. Koka and Devaney very close together on the left side of the diamond. The 0-2. And a slider is low. Reitz did everything he could to drag it up to the bottom of the zone. And then the count of ball and two strikes to Clementina. Outfield is straight away for the right-handed hitting Clementina. And Holt is mostly up the middle at second. Dillard holding the runner on at first, the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. He threw him an inside cutter. And Bennett gives up just a single, but blanks the M-Braves in the bottom of the first. We head on to the second. It's the Shuckers 3 and the M-Braves nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Start of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 3-0. Leading off for Biloxi is the nine-hole hitter, Jason Coca. He's the lone man who didn't hit for Biloxi in the first inning. Biloxi's hitting eight men to the plate and knocking the lefty Jared Schuster out of the game. So now it's Hayden Deal, another lefty who does have the opportunity to give you some length, and the first offer to Coca. Switch hitter batting from the right side, and he takes a fastball down low, 1-0. The send and the 1-0. And Coca hits this the opposite way, inside of first and down the right field line all the way towards the corner. Harris is over to scoop it up. Coca heading for second, and he slides in front of a throw. So Jason Coca gets his first hit at Double-A for the season. It is a double, and the Shuckers immediately have a man in scoring position for Sal Frelick.
Well, this is how the Shuckers offense has been the last three games on this three-game winning streak. The Shucks are hot offensively. I mean, everybody in this order is coming out and getting a base hit night in and night out, and that trend may continue here in this series as well. Look off the start they're having.
So Shuckers with three hits in the ballgame, two doubles and a triple. Frelick had the three-bagger in the first offer to him. And he sends this one skyward, but that'll slice down the left field line. Foul. So the count is 0-1 to Sal. Sal had that triple, came in and scored on the sack fly by Felix Valeria. Sandwiched on either side of that, walks to Weimer and Dillard. Reitz grounded out, and then Lutz with a two RBI double off the right center field wall. The 0-1. And Frelick takes a slider outside corner at the knees for a strike. And so the count is 0-2 to Frelick. Sal now 10 for 40, triple and an RBI. Back to second at Coca, and the 0-2 from Deal. And that's low and away. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Sal. Well, Frelick did not get in on the home run action over the last couple of days, but he did have multiple hits on Saturday and Sunday. And he walked twice on Friday. 1-2. Outside edge just missed his spot with a fastball. Running away in this lefty-lefty matchup. The count draws even at 2-2. What was it we said back on Friday night? Sal Frelick was maybe not going to hit home runs, but he saw the most pitches out of anybody for the Shuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Back to second and the 2-2. And this is muscled in the air, right center field. Long run in for Harris and Harris, and it's Michael Harris, the second in center, who makes the play.
I think Sal makes some most contact as well. Not only does he see a lot of pitches, but really a big contact hitter, and that's what you saw in Boston College as well. He didn't strike out very much up there at Chestnut Hill, and he'll continue that trend in pro ball so far.
So now a man on second and one gone for Joey Weimer. So a little bit more on the superlatives for Weimer last week. And he worked a walk in five pretty quick pitches his first time up from Schuster. Last week, Weimer's five home runs, that was tied for the second most in all of minor league baseball. Back to second, and the offer. And Weimer takes fastball inner edge for a called strike, 0-1. Weimer also finished tied for third in total bases. He had 26 last week. Five home runs, though, that's 20 bases right out of the gate. The 0-1. And that's low and away with a fading changeup. The count is one ball and one strike to Joey. Shuckers leading it 3-0 here in the top of the second inning. Jason Koka on second after his leadoff double down the first base line. Look back that way by the southpaw deal and the 1-1. And Weimer fouls this back. The count is 1-2 to Joey. Joey was also seventh. He slugged 1,083. That's a pretty good slugging percentage. OPS of 1,583 last week. All came together for the Shuckers' right-handed hitting slugger. Lefty deal, the 1-2. And that's inside around the back foot for Weimer. This with a cutting fastball, and so the count draws even at 2-2 to Joey. You heard Joey talking about it in the pregame, said that struck out more than he would have liked to in that series against Mississippi, and he said he just was, or against Montgomery, he said he wasn't seeing the ball well. Look back, the 2-2, and that's fouled straight back. And will bounce off and come pretty much down to home plate. And so the count is 2-2, and Weimer will be kind enough to fetch that and toss it to the ball boy. Worth noting that here at Trustmark Park, there is no backstop. The netting that's behind home plate runs all the way down to field level where it's anchored. So it's a very taut net all the way around. So the ball will ricochet back a little bit, but there's not a traditional backstop. Set in the 2-2. And Weimer checks his swing on a really good-looking slider. Oh, I thought that caught the bottom of the zone, but it did not. And so the count is now full to Joey.
We're talking about the backstop. It's like the pinchback machine you maybe had in your backyard as a kid. You throwing baseballs into it.
Springs it back. 3-2. And Weimer takes low and inside for ball four. So a couple of walks to Weimer. He's been on base twice. Runners on first and second. And now the designated hitter, Felix Valeria.
Well, you mentioned before that in your pregame interview with Joey Weimer, he wants to cut down the strikeouts. Well, working two walks so far. He's been a little more pitch selective here today so far.
And an RBI chance for Valerio as the first offer. And Felix watches a cutter at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Valerio with a sack fly his first time up. That gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead in the first. Walk to Thomas. Two RBI double by Tristan Lutz. The 0-1. And that's right over for a strike with another fastball. It's quickly 0-2 to Valerio. Felix hitting .276 this year, 28th game with Biloxi. This is game number 34 of the year for the Shuckers, and it's road game number 16. Lefty deal, the 0-2. And Valerio takes low and inside with another fastball. And so the count of ball and two strikes. Valerio, four doubles, a triple, six home runs, and 18 driven in. He has homered in back-to-back games, as have several members of the Shuckers. The 1-2 dealing, and that is hit the opposite way, a bouncer into right field. Coca's going to get the wave from Guerrero. Harris is up with it and right. His throw is up the line, and it's an RBI single for Felix Valerio. The Shuckers have a 4-0 lead. And that's quite the way to extend your hitting streak to 10 games now for Felix Valerio.
Well, doing the little things as well in the first inning, you know, with the runner on third base and South Frilick, don't need to do too much. Hits a ball to center field deep enough to score a Sal. Here with, you know, runners, it's a runner in score position, just shoots the ball the other way through the right side of the infield hard enough Not too hard. Coca can score from second.
So now Weimer at second, Valerio at first, and it's Dillard. And the first pitch, Thomas checks his swing. They'll appeal down to first, and Justin Whitten says Dillard win. It appeared that he did. And that is strike one to Thomas. Dillard, his first time up, drew a walk. Switch hitter from the right side against the lefty deal. And the 0-1. And this is looped right side foul. And so the count is 0-2 to Dillard. Talked to Thomas as part of our pregame conversation last week, and he said he was really looking forward to coming back here to Pearl. Played a lot of games in this ballpark in high school, played here when he was at Ole Miss, and he made his double-A debut in this ballpark last season. Set and the 0-2. And that is on the outside corner for a cold third strike, punched out by Steve Hodgins for the Embraves. Second out in the inning, and it brings up Jackson Reese. So here's Reitz from the right side. Look back to Weimer at second, the first pitch. And Reitz takes inside corner for a strike, 0-1. And that is when Deal has his cutter working. That's how he's able to do it. Looks like it's going to back up too far inside, but it just grabs that inside edge. Southpaw, the 0-1. Runners go. The pitch is a ball inside, and it's a successful double steal without a throw for the Shuckers. So Felix Valerio and Joey Weimer stay tied. They each have 7 steals this year. And now 2 men in scoring position for Reitz after the double steal. And the count 1-1 to him. The pitch. And that is inside. Missed with the cutter that time. And so the count 2-1 to Reitz.
It looked like Weimer was kind of bouncing off a second base, and they timed up Deal on the mound. He wasn't giving the looks that... And they saw something out there, and they both went off, and that's what led to the no throw.
2-1 pitch, and Reitz pops this back of home, foul and out of play. And a reminder, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If your windshield took a foul ball or any other kind of damage, be sure to visit them online at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Also have to assume as well, Deal coming into today with a .87 ERA. So perhaps he and Clementina say 2 outs in the inning. Let's just get the out in front of us and worry about it. The 2-2 pitch. And Reitz hits it in the air, but that will twist foul on the first base side. And so the count stays at 2-2 to Reitz. The Shuckers are doing a great job of running up pitch counts so far. They knocked out Schuster after he was forced to throw 34 pitches. After that foul ball, Deal is about to throw his 32nd of the day. Breaking ball's way high and outside, and so the count has run full to Reitz with Lutz waiting on deck.
I think that's what happens to you. Seen the major leagues, and I've talked about it before, you know, getting guys out with pitches in the zone, that's what makes a difference between the minor leagues and the major leagues. You got a lot of guys that are probably going to play in the major leagues, including one right here, and Jackson Reitz, who has played in the major leagues, so... Guys that are going to wait for those pitchers to throw strikes in the zone. If you got good stuff, you can make them swing and miss.
Big pitch here. 2 men in scoring possession. 2 gone. The 3-2. And Reitz hits this down the right field line, but that's going to end up foul as well. And so another 3-2 pitch coming here. And at the very least, Alexi's putting them in a good position for this series. They've already knocked out the ace starter on this staff, and now Deal, who you were probably expecting to give you a good amount of length, is maybe going to be done after this inning. The set and the 3-2, and Reitz muscles this right field. Harris with a late break in. It's going to drop in. Weimer scores. Valerio will follow him. It's a 2-RBI single by Jackson Reitz. And the Shuckers have put a 3 on the board for a second consecutive inning. They lead it 6-0.
Oh, there the stolen base is coming back to hurt the Embraves. Reitz did a good job just able to find it off the opposite way. And with a right-handed bat, though, the second baseman playing more towards the second base bank, so nobody's really going to get it. Kind of in that Bermuda Triangle in right field, and it scores 2.
But Harris also, he did what you're supposed to do. He started back, but he kind of faltered on his way in. And so now it's Lutz, and he takes the first pitch cutter, knee high on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. So 6 runs on 5 hits for the Shuckers already here in the second inning. We'll go over to the first and the 0-1. And Lutz fouls this straight back, and it is 0-2. So if you were concerned, the Shuckers might not be able to score because they can't hit the early on out to a 6-0 advantage with a triple, a couple of doubles, and 2 singles. The set on the 0-2. And Lutz bounces this up the middle. Miller fields it, underhands to a covering Waddell. And they force out Reitz on the fielder's choice by Lutz. And that brings the top of the second inning to a close. But the Shuckers tack on 3 more. And as we head to the bottom of the second inning, it's Biloxi 6 and Mississippi nothing. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start to book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the second inning, left-hander Nick Bennett throws a slider that's ripped on and missed by the left-handed hitting Drew Lugbauer for strike one. 6-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. A 3-spot in the first and second. 0-1, and that's a front-door slider that Lugbauer watches miss belt high. And the count is 1-1 to the first baseman for the M-Girls. Bennett brings home the 1-1. And a fastball is hit into straightaway right center field. Turning and chasing, and that is at the base of the wall in center field. And it takes a big kick away from Frelick. But Lugbauer motors into second base with his 10th double of the year. Well, no surprise there. Drew Lugbauer has been a thorn in the Shuckers' side his entire career, and he leads off with a double to straightaway center field.
And we've talked about how difficult it is to lead this yard. So for a guy who's got plenty of pop in the bat and Drew Lugbauer, you're going to have a lot of doubles as well when this is your home park.
So he's on, and now it's C.J. Alexander, who hits a weak bouncer back to Bennett, sets his feet on the left side of the mound from where we sit, and throws to first for the out. So just like that, Bennett needs just one pitch to get the out of C.J. Alexander. That brings up the right fielder, Trey Harris. This is a great start for Nick Bennett here because he already has gotten a ton of run support. Coming into today, in his previous 6 outings, the Shuckers had scored a total of 14 runs while he was on the mound. The set and the offer. And a first pitch cutter is low and inside for a ball 1-0. I am not great at math, Thomas. I will never claim to be, but I think that is almost half as many runs as he's gotten in 6 starts here in 2 innings tonight. Working from a position of a lead. 1-0, and a spinning slider is on the outer corner for one to Harris. Well, Harris has reached base safely in every game here in the month of May. He's on an 11-game on-base streak. Back to second. Another peek, and the 1-1. And that is shot towards the Shuckers dugout. Look out, Mike Guerrero. Nick Childs, who is exposed down there.
Yeah, he's right in the entrance. Got his book and everything he needs to keep track of pitches.
Sitting on a stool with his notebook in hand. Bennett peeks back to second. On the 1-2. And that nearly hit him on the thigh as it went flying past, but it missed inside. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes, and Bennett will request a new baseball. Well, Nick has a light teal glove on his right hand this evening. He's got a pair of Jordans on tonight. The set and the 2-2. And that is inside with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Just trying to pick that inner edge to the right-handed hitter, and he's missed it twice. And the count is 3-2. Nick showed those to me down in the clubhouse at the beginning of the season. They're an actual pair of Air Jordans. Back to second and the 3-2. And a breaking ball is hit high in the air to right field, but Weimer ranges underneath it. He'll set up and make the catch, attempting to tag his Lugbauer. Here's the throw, and it's up the third base line. So Weimer with a good throw in, but not good enough to hold Lugbauer. He'll advance 90 feet on the flyout to right by Harris. And it brings up Andrew Moritz, the left fielder.
Well, I knew that was going to be interesting because of Weimer's arm. And, you know, Lugbauer, he's not the slowest guy, but he's not the fastest guy either. And so Weimer got it there distance-wise, just not accuracy-wise. So it would have been really interesting if it was on the money, what it was going to look like down there at third.
It was almost at the corner of the grass out there in the right field corner as the first offer on the way to Moritz is at the knees with a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. So Lugbauer at third, two gone. Shuckers leading 6-9. Bennett the 0-1. And a slider is low and inside. The count is 1-1. But back to Nick's cleats, he said he had a pair of Air Jordans that he said, I pretty much run up using them around the house and things like that. The 1-1. And that is just low and outside. Threw him another slider. And the count is 2-1. And he heard about a place that you ship them your shoes. It's $100 and they turn them into cleats for you.
Oh, wow.
So he's pitching with a pair of Nike Jordans on tonight. Stare in and the 2-1. That's way low and outside. Reets into the opposite batter's box on his knees to keep it there. And so the count, 3 balls and 1 strike.
I got a buddy who does that with golf shoes. So he said, you can take any pair of shoes and make them into golf shoes. Put the spikes on them a little bit easier than baseball.
3-2, low and outside. It's 4-4. So a walk to the left fielder, Moritz, brings up Riley Delgado.
You think the golf spikes, you can, how you replace them, too. You just get a little tool and you twist them in and out. But whereas baseball spikes, those are metal spikes jammed into there. So nothing, I don't think you can do those. You got to have the special equipment and all that.
I think there's a plastic plate that's kind of installed on the bottom as well. As the first offer to Delgado is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And Reitz is going to go out and have a quick word with Bennett as he's just lost a little bit of a feel for the strike zone here. Well, it does seem like typically pitchers lose their command a little bit at this ballpark whenever it starts to really warm up. It's cooled off as the sun has gone down. It started at 86 degrees. It's 83 now, but there's not a breath of wind in the ballpark tonight. It is very still. The only air that's in motion is from several of the large fans that are kicked up on high gear on the suite level. As this offer is fouled off by Delgado and the count is 1-1.
I need to bring some of those big fog machines that spritz a little water like on the football sidelines down here in the south.
It is going to be warm moving forward for the rest of the season. The set and the 1-1. And this is fouled. The count is 1-2. Lugbauer at third. Moritz at first. Shucker leading it 6-0 here at the bottom of the second inning. Tanner Nick Bennett trying to put another zero up on the board. Gave up just a single in the first, but now he's got men on the corners here. Set and the 1-2. And a slider just misses outside. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. to Delgado. Delgado, a .286 hitter this year. This is his 26th game. Double a home run. He has driven in 8 this year. Set and the 2-2. And a breaking ball is poked back to the screen and foul. Has reached out and got the head of the barrel on it. It's a foul at bat. And so the count will stay at 2-2. Well, pretty much every day going to get into the 90s here in Pearl this week. The 2-2. And this is shot the opposite way into right field. A base hit. Lugbauer will score. It's an RBI single by Riley Delgado. And the Braves crack the board here on the bottom of the second. They now trail it 6-1.
I think that's all you got to do if you're the Braves. You can't get them all back in one swing. You just want to chip away. Obviously, a 6-0 lead in the first inning and a half wasn't what they drew up coming into today. But still, plenty of ball game left. Piece by piece.
The runners on first and second, and now it's Michael Harris, and the first pitch is down in the dirt. Reitz gets his glove right on it to not catch it, but just block it in front of him, and it is ball one. Harris's first time up, fly to center on the second pitch that Bennett offered. Really playing pretty much straight away in center. Back to second, the 1-0, and a slider falls in for a strike. It is 1-1 now to Harris. Weimer relatively deep out and right straight away as well. Dillard playing back at first. The 1-1 for a strike. The count is now 1-2 to Michael Harris, the second. 6-1 in favor of the Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. Bennett trying to not allow any further damage. Warrants at second, Delgado at first. And the 1-2. And a breaking ball is swung on and missed. Snapped off a slider, and Bennett gets his second K, and it ends the second inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and a couple of men left on for the Braves in the bottom of the second. We're headed to the third. The Shuckers have a 6-1 lead over the Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Leading the Mississippi Braves 6-1, Cam Devaney will lead it off for Biloxi. And to take you through the next couple of innings, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch, fastball at 87, called strike on the inner half to the right-hander, Cam Devaney, the shortstop out of Elon University. Southpaw deal, works in. Pitch on the inside corner, called strike, and Devaney is behind 0-2. Well, Cam saw 4 pitches his first at-bat in the first inning, or plate appearance, because he walked. All 4 balls as the 0-2 nub. First base side, just in front of home plate. Clementina gets out and throws on the run to beat Devaney. Not an easy play for Hendrick behind home plate, but gets leadoff man and one away.
those are the ones that maybe if Cam hits it just a touch harder, it's hit right up the first base line, so Clementina's having to chase the ball. Very clear communication, though, as he said he had it, and that peeled deal away, so he wasn't in the path for the throw.
Basically a swinging bunt as Gabe Holt, the lefty. Fastball outside, black called strike. Gabe in the first inning, grounding into a 6-4 force out at second. Shucker's 6-1 lead here. As Holnell taps one right in front of home plate. Clementine, a bit easier for him as he throws down a first. So back-to-back 2-3 putouts to start the top of the third inning. I don't know if we'll see that the rest of this season.
That is a unlikely one.
Well, if we're playing broadcast bingo, I think that would be the one that would be a deal breaker. You would win bingo on that. A 2-out, base is empty, top of the third inning. As Jason Coco, the switch hitter, watches a fastball go by him for strike one. Coco doubled to start the second inning. Shuckers, 3 runs in the first, 3 in the second. We're off and running. This time the fastball tails away outside, 1-1. Coco, who was assigned to the Shuckers in time for Sunday's game, is the 1-1. Breaking ball away, 2-1. He was on Saturday in the lineup card, but got his start again in Biloxi on Sunday. Spent most of the season in High A, Wisconsin, made an appearance in Nashville. As 2-1, Coca chops it, third base side, hits off the backside of the bag and down the line past Alexander. Coca rounds first. He'll cruise into second base, his second double, and maybe his easiest one.
Well, you said it. It was going to be a question of whether it was fair or foul, and it just barely caught the backside of the bag. That changed the trajectory. Alexander has a very good arm over at third, but because it skipped into foul territory after hitting fair on the bag, Coca is now in scoring position.
Another awkward play in this wacky top of the third inning so far. Top of the order, Sal Frelick. First pitch, fastball inside for ball one. So Sauer to getting his third at-bat today here in the third inning. Triple to start the game and scored. Fly down to center in the second. Coca at second with 2 outs. And the 1-0 fastball. The outer half called strike. It's 1-1. Embry is needing to put up a zero here to stop the bleeding. As the 1-1, Frelick skies it down the third base side out of play. Over the seats and everything. The Embraves did get a run in the bottom of the second inning to put themselves on the board. But again, you have to stop the opposition first to try to climb back into this thing. Jared Schuster, the Embraves started going just 2/3 of an inning. And the 1-2. As Frelick grounds it sharply up the middle. Waddell, two hit. Lugbauer's off the bag. So the throw looked like he was going to be on time, and now it's going to be a single for Frelick. So because of his speed, able to bust it out of the box, puts runners on the corners in 2 outs.
Yeah, you said it. Speed of Frelick is the one that did that, and it rushed the throw. It was going to be bang-bang, or it was bang-bang at the base, and just because it was high and Lugbauer had to stretch a little bit for it, Frelick is safe, and that eliminates any kind of call having to be made at first base. Safer out based on if the throw beat him there or not.
Well, now this is where it gets dangerous. Get to this part of the order. Joey Weimer stepping in from the right side. Runners on the corners and 2 outs. And Weimer takes the first pitch down the heart of the plate. Called strike. With Weimer and Valerio on deck. And Valerio has already got RBIs today. Of course, we know Weimer. He's walked his first 2 times, though. Scored both times. And the 0-1. And Weimer pulls it on the ground. Diving play by Alexander, his backside. Gets up and throws to first. There is the arm strength from C.J. Alexander.
and it ends things here in the third inning. No runs on two hits and two men left on base. We move on to the bottom of the third inning. The Shuckers in control 6-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? When you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Jalen Miller lead things off from the right side of the bottom of third inning as Nick Bennett's first pitch slider. This is outside for ball one. Bottom of the third inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Starter Nick Bennett works quickly in the 1-0. Missing outside again. 2-0 to the second baseman, Jalen Miller. 6-1 Zara score. Shuckers coming short in the top half inning as Miller lines it down the left field line. It's a fair ball. Freeland cuts it off before it gets to the wall. Miller rounds first, and he'll be into second. Throw a few seconds just after that. Leadoff double for the Embrays.
Well, you said it in the last half inning. If you're Mississippi, falling down 6-0 after 1.5, all you can do is try and chip away at it and just slowly work your way back into the game.
Especially with the play Alexander made at third base to end it, took away a run from the Shuckers. Gained some momentum as first pitch cutter called strike on the outer half to the lefty hitting shortstop and Luke Waddell. Jalen Miller at second base, lead off double for him, and a breaking ball. Waddell rolls over to Dillard at first, down to a knee, he'll take it himself. Waddell does move Miller, the runner, over to third base, so he's a productive out at the first down of the inning.
And again, that's one, though, if you're Biloxi, get the out. You know, maybe Miller scores if a ground out happens here, but anything you can do to stem the momentum. And
Hendrick Clementina, the catcher, check swing foul first base side. First strike one. Well, Clementina came up in a spot in the first inning, a chance to keep the line moving after Miller's single. Well, that's here for the Embrys with one out. Got an out to play with here. Clementina doesn't need to necessarily get a base hit, just drive something out to the outfield. And Miller with speed at third can score as Clementina skies one deep center field as Freelick back in and one hops off the wall. It gets past him. Miller jogs home from third as Clementina jogs into second base. An RBI double for Clementina makes it a 6-2 Shuckers lead. Well, Clementina's fifth double, eighth RBI of the season as well.
That's two balls that maybe if they're hit at MGM Park might be out of here. But because we're in this cavern of a ballpark, they're just doubles that end up turning into runs, but nonetheless, for Bennett, you really want to try and stem the tide here.
Pass to Drew Lugbauer standing in. First pitch hacking. Fouls the cutter into the mid of Reitz for strike one. Well, Tristan Lutz double in the first inning as well. That was rocketed out into the same spot.
Yep.
Number 44 retired in right center. As the 0-1 inside Ed's called strike with a slider, it's nothing and two. Andrew Lugbauer had that other one you were talking about to lead off the second inning. Clementino. Cam Devaney just behind him, 0-2. And swing and a miss. He got him to lunge after a breaking ball down and away. And big strikeout for Nick Bennett, his third, and the second out here in the third inning. So now can CJ spectacular defensive web gem play to end the top half of this inning. Try it from another run here. First pitch, Alexander punches in the air. Shallow center field. Devaney going out. Called off by Frelick. Makes the catch in shallow center to end the inning. But the Embraves do get another back. RBI double from Clementina. Makes it a 6-2 Shuckers lead after three. Here at Trustmark Park. Listen to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Coleman Hunt III enters the ballgame for Hayden Dilhurry, the third pitcher used by the Embraves. Fourth inning here at Trustmark Park. Shuckers 6, Embraves 2. As Deal exits after 2 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, walked 1. And struck out another as Huntley's calmed the storm a little bit for the time being as Huntley tries to do the same.
Yeah, for Huntley, 10th appearance of the year, 1-0 this year with a 3.18 ERA. 17 innings, he's given up 9 runs. 6 of them have been earned on 18 hits. 4 of those 18 hits have been home runs. He's hit 2 batters, walked 4, but struck out 22. Pretty good strikeout to walk ratio. Opponents hitting 257 against the right-hander Huntley.
So the RBI double from Hendrick Clementine in the third. Again, makes it just a 4-run lead for the Shuckers. 3-4-5 due up in the order for Biloxi. It's Felix Valerio. First pitch, fastball down to the heart of the plate. Here's a called strike. Well, Valerio so far having a productive evening for himself. He's driven in 2 runs. Sack fly in the first inning. RBI single in the second. The 0-1. And Valerio fouls it off his front lower leg area as he holds his right thigh and hops up and down a few times outside the circle. It's 0-2 on him. Well, the Shuckers are robbed of a run. Sal Frelick laid down an infield single after the high throw from Luke Waddell with 2 outs. Would have been the 3rd out. So put runners on the corners, and Joey Weimer hit a bullet down the third base line. But C.J. Alexander made a heck of a play on it. Dove at the line, backhanded play, popped up and threw Weimer out. No easy task. 0-2, down and inside.
change up that time from Huntley. 1-2. 29 years old out of Grass Valley, California. And the 1-2 is down and away. One up and picked by Clementina. 2-2. Comes set from just below the letters in Valerio. Pops it right side of the infield. First baseman Lugbauer in line with the base makes the catch. One away to start the fourth inning. So back-to-back innings now that the leadoff man has been retired. The first two innings, it was a leadoff triple by Freelick, leadoff double by Coca. Switcher to Thomas Dillard down batting from the left side. It takes a home run hack. Fastball 90 miles an hour for strike one. One out, base is empty. 6-2 Shuckers advantage on their South Division foe, the Mississippi Braves. 0-1. Down and away. Change up 1-1. One one, and Dillard takes on the outer half. Called strike with a changeup again, 1-2. We've talked about how difficult it is to hit a ball out here at Trustmark Park. I still think that the home run that Dillard had, a 422-foot bomb, still would have cleared the batter's eye here. As Dillard swings and a miss down on E for strike three. And so Huntley, so far so good, has sat down the first two men he's faced in his outing.
I don't think you're wrong about the home run that Dillard hit the other night. That I think that would have gotten out at all eight ballparks in this league.
I think so. Here's Jackson Reitz. Takes a fastball at the knees, called strike. Well, there was a ball yesterday just watching in our off day, so I still watched some baseball. I was in the middle. It was just after the Red Sox game had come out of the rain delay on MLB Network. I like it because they go around all the games. As the 0-1 trickled foul third base side, it's 0-2. And so they hit off the top. If you know Fenway, it's about 430 feet, and it's pretty high up there to clear it.
Yep.
And hit a foot below it at one of the Astros hitters. I forgot who it was. And Bob Costas said that would have been gone in 26 of the 30 ballparks. There were four ballparks that would have stayed in. Fenway was one of them. I can't remember all the other four. I think Petco Park was maybe one of them. San Diego as the 0-2 as Reitz fouls it off the on deck circle third base side. Count stays 0-2.
Maybe in Coors Field.
I think Coors was actually
Coors,
one of them. Yeah,
and then
Coors.
Maybe Chase Field because
yeah,
they
that,
have
that. That was the other one, yeah.
The very tall, deep, and that platform that juts out in center field that you have to hit it to.
0-2. It's down and away. Reitz lays off. Fastball 1-2. Now, those were, remember, Coors was one. Even with all the elevation up there, it still would not have gotten out.
I don't know if they take into account how the ball would travel at elevation.
Well, that's what I think Jim Cott said. 1-2 outside. 2-2.
You know, I wouldn't put it past them to be able to project that kind of thing out, though. Well, if it's hit with this launch angle and this exit velocity and you factor in elevation, still not a home run.
2-2. And a breaking ball, Reitz hits it well in the air left field. Amortz has it lined up. Cam Sutter makes the catch in deep left field. Took away the Shuckers in the fourth inning. They go down in order, 1-2-3. Coleman Huntley the third. Off to a good start in this one. After 3.5, Shuckers 6-2 lead over the Braves. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Two Shuckers as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And Nick Bennett, the Shuckers starter, will face the bottom three in the order to kick off this inning. Well, the last two innings, it was a Rally Delgado single for the first run in the second inning. And then the third, Hendrick Clementina, double to home Jalen Miller. And both innings have started off with a leadoff double. So Nick Bennett trying to snap that streak here is Trey Harris, the right fielder. First man to face Nick Bennett. First pitch to the righty Harris. As he waves and misses. And a cutter for strike one. Well, Trey in the 4 games against the Shuckers. He played back in Biloxi. As the 0-1. Thought about it, but laid off. Change up on the inner half, 1-1. Harris was just 1 for 14. Something trying to fix game set. As 1-1 skips him with a fastball, 2-1. While the Shuckers took 5 of those 6 games, it was the second series of the season. The only game they lost was the game that Jared Schuster pitched. And a 2-1 call a strike on the outer half with a slider, 2-2. That was in the rain shoring contest that only went 5 innings. Victor Castagnet on the losing end of that one. 2-2. Is fouled off. Harris's backside of the batter's box. Bennett did one of those where he alters his timing, lifts up his right leg, brings it down, and brings it back up again. Trying to throw off the timing on the hitter. We're going to put away Harris to start the fourth inning. 2-2. Is a slider called strike 3. Beautiful pitch from the former Louisville Cardinal. Slider started off the plate, finished back on the outside corner. And Harris down on strikes. That's now the 4th strikeout, 1 coming in each inning now for Nick Bennett.
And there wasn't anything borderline about that pitch. That was pretty much thigh high right over the middle of the plate. Just fooled him with the movement on that pitch.
Andrew Morris, the left fielder. Fastball up and inside, and 88 for ball one. You want to talk about a textbook slider. That was one of those from Nick Bennett. 1-0 pitch, Moritz. Check swing, lays off. Fastball downstairs, 2-0. One out, base is empty. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-2, Shuckers lead. And a 2-0 as Moritz waves and misses at the fastball. All fastballs so far in this at-bat from Nick Bennett. Now Moritz, who didn't play in the first series, wasn't with the Braves yet. And a 2-1. Down and away with the slider. 3-1. It's on the left side. Awaits the 3-1. Sharp hit ground ball right at the vein of the shortstop. High throw to first, but Dillard gets the foot back down again. A little toe tapping by the former Ole Miss Rebel, Thomas Dillard. And a 6-3 putout as Nick Bennett has now retired the last 4. So it's 2 outs, nobody on for Rally Delgado, the DH, who drove in
the M Braves' first run today. And goes back to that slider. Call strike on the outer half. And the 0-1 to Delgado. Tried the cutter that time, missed outside, 1-1. Delgado, his first at bat. Single to run in the second. Slider down and in. Peel to first base from Jackson Reitz, but Justin Whitten says Delgado held up. 2-1. I think for Nick Benny, he could really use a 1-2-3 inning. After the traffic on the base pass the last two innings. 2-1. Bounces in. 3-1. Has yet to throw a 1-2-3 inning as well. Bennett already winding and dealing. 3-1. A chopper, third base side. Back in his step by Coca, throwing off balance, and it's offline. Looked like Delgado would have beat it either way. His second single today. Tough play for Coca. Two-out single.
And just impressive that he was even able to get to that ball. And probably better that he didn't have a ton behind it, because that let Dillard just slide into foul ground and collect it. But if that's an errant throw, or even if he doesn't get to it, Delgado might have a chance to advance to second.
So just a second, makes a fastball outside for ball one. So again, the Embrays have had a runner at least in every single inning so far against Nick Bennett. And a 1-0 slider hit the other way, out into left field, late jump by Lutz, and hops in front of him. So back-to-back singles all of a sudden. Time runs on deck. Here is Jalen Miller.
And with that, because Harris can spray the ball everywhere and because there is so much ground to cover in the outfield, Lutz is playing a little bit deeper than you would normally see.
I think at MGM Park, that ball is probably caught. Instead, it dunks down for a single. And Slaughter just missing a hair outside as Reed's trying to bring it back onto the plate for ball one. And now a big spot here for Miller. 2-for-2, a single and a double in his first two trips against Nick. And the 1-0. And Slaughter Miller pushes out into shallow right field. Long one for the right fielder. Weimer makes the catch on the run to end things in the fourth inning. No runs on two hits and two men left on base. Nick Bennett, he's through four, which the Shuckers lead 6-2. You pause 10 seconds for station identification here on Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Parky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees.
Exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion. Passions.
Top of the fifth inning as Tristan Lutz steps in the right side. First pitch, rifles it foul. First base side out of play for strike one. 6-2 Shuckers lead. As we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Not sound effects. There are plenty of dogs at the yard tonight underneath us as the 0-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone on the outer edge. A little turn of the neck from Tristan on a called second strike. And it's 0-2. Lutz is 1-for-2 tonight. And a 2-RBI double in the first, part of a 3-run first for Biloxi. The set in the 0-2. And Lutz bounces this on the ground underneath the glove of Alexander. Waddell has it. He lofts the throw to first and gets there a step in front of Tristan on a bounce for the out. Is a pretty good left side of the infield for the M-Dogs.
No, it really is. And Waddell's played all over the infield as well this year. I think a lot of people see him in the next level being a second baseman. You have an arm like that, a guy who's played shortstop in the minor leagues and in college, having him play second, maybe in Atlanta someday. That's really a big perk in there.
The offer to Cam Devaney. That's a little bit of a two-seam fastball. Look, we haven't seen so far tonight from any of the now three pitchers throwing for the M-Braves for a strike at his 0-1. Left-hander Jared Schuster didn't make it out of the first. As the 0-1, fading changeup for a ball, it is 1-1. Checkers sent seven men to the plate. Devaney drew a four-pitch walk from Schuster, and that was the end of his night. Checkers scored three in the first and three in the second, the 1-1. Way outside, not even close for Hundley. And the count is 2-1. And, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses for any pitchers, but I will say this. This is probably the hottest day that we have had yet, and the humidity is certainly up there as well tonight. 2-1, and Devaney hacks through an inside fastball belt high, and the count is now 2-2. And so this is the time where getting the grip on the baseball, we've seen guys go to the rosin bag plenty already tonight. The set and the 2-2, and a fastball's at the bottom of the zone at 91 for a called third strike. Second strikeout for Hundley. Two gone and Gabe Holt the bat.
I think that's the biggest challenge. And you know, Jared came up here at the end of last year as well for the M-Rays. Didn't pitch great either. So just have to wonder maybe some of that had to do with it.
Well, we're going to find out how, as the first offer to Holt is a changeup that floats on the outer edge for a strike 0-1. We're going to find out how a New Englander handles the Southern heat firsthand this year. Of course, we're in an air-conditioned booth. That's pretty comfortable tonight. The 0-1. And Holt smacks this out towards the left field gap. That's going to fall down and roll for a minute. Harris is over to cut it off, and as he fades away, throws it back into Waddell. And so Holt is held to a single, but the Shuckers have a two-out base run.
Well, that's what happens when you're forced to play deep out in the outfield because of how big of a ballpark this one is compared to others in the league, and so you're able to get a good route on it. And with Mike with the speed he has, able to cut it off. And so holds Holt with a long single.
And now we have to pause for a minute as a
baseball
has come onto the field. I was going to say, I don't know how. There's a netting down that line. But Dre Harris is generous enough to jog all the way over and also lets J.J. Reimer get the gear back into the dugout that Holt wears while he bats. Now he's got the sliding glove on his left hand as Koka, the switch hitter, from the left side. Here's the pitch. That's taken outside corner fastball for a strike, 0-1. Koka 2-for-2 today with a couple of doubles. One inside of first. That was hit the opposite way while he was batting right-handed. The other one was pulled down the third baseline and just tucked inside of third. This one is shot the opposite way out into left field. And it's a three-hit night for Jason Koka as he goes the opposite way yet again. A little bit of a flex from Koka. Hands down at his side. You see a bodybuilder before he brings the biceps up. Yeah, three-hit night for Koka.
And Koka known more for his defense than his offense, but a pitch down and away, and he's batting from the left side. Alexander's playing off the bag, and what does he do? I'll just shoot it down the third base line, then. That's what he did.
So the Shuckers with a little bit of a two-out rally going here as they flip the lineup over, and here's Sal Frelick. The first pitch is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Sal with a two-hit night. Tripled back in the first on the second pitch of the game. Kind of set the tone for the Shuckers offense in the first. Singled his last time up in the third. Flied to center back in the second. Went back to second. And the 1-0. And Frelick hits this one straight back. He was on time, but just underneath it. The count is one ball and one strike to Frelick. 6-2 in favor of Biloxi here on the top of the fifth inning. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Embraves. Turning into a bullpen game for Mississippi after one. And a backdoor curve misses its spot. Left it way outside, and Frelick didn't even offer. The count is 2-1. Well, certainly we're getting dangerously close to approaching June, and warmer days have arrived. That's when baseball is supposed to be played, though. Look back to the second and the 2-1. And Frelick, home run hacking, and a fastball letter high. He swings through it for a strike. And so the count is 2-2.
That's when you get in the dog days of summer, and then all of a sudden the leaves start to change color once again. We're back into fall and no baseball. Flies by.
Shouldn't have to wear a jacket to watch a baseball game. Personal opinion. 2-2. Inside, Frelick bends his leading right arm out of the way. And so the count 3-2, and with that, the runners will be released with 2 outs. So Coca with Lugbauer already playing about 5 paces behind him. And then Waddell pretty much on the edge of the outfield grass, straight up behind second. So the runners will be released as the 3-2. And Frelick takes on the inside edge at called third strike. Sal lifts the bat up. Didn't think that that was strike three, but he is punched out looking. The Shuckers strand a couple in the top of the fifth. Halfway home, the Shuckers lead the Embraves 6-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 6-2. But Waddell, Clementina, and Lugbauer do up as the left-hander Nick Bennett brings the first offer home, and a slider misses inside. 1-0. Game number one of a six-game series here between the Shuckers and the Embraves, as the one ball pitch is pulled right at Dillard at first. He stabs it for the out. Good contact by Waddell. Very similar to the line drive to right that he had back in the first inning that Weimer made out in the blasting sunlight. And he lines out. He's 0-3 today. And now it's Hendrick Clementina.
Well, that's the second ball that Waddell has hit that's been absolutely roped that has gone for an out. Lined out to right field in the first.
As this pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. The set and the 1-0. And Clementino waves through a changeup, something that Bennett has not mixed in very much today. And so the count, one ball and one strike. Limentino with a double off the right center field wall back in the third inning that drove in Miller. It's been a popular spot today. As this pitch is downstairs, it's two balls and one strike to the catcher for the M-Braves. Bauer waiting to follow as Bennett, the southpaw, the 2-1. And this is bounced on the ground. Koka cuts in front of Devaney, has time to set his feet and throw with Clementina moving down the line, not exactly the fleetest of foot. And just like that, they're two gone, and Luck Bauer the hitter.
Yeah, it's just one of those where you can take your time then a little bit, set your feet, make sure everything is going right towards first base then. Try not to make an error there.
Nick Bennett trying to give the Shuckers five good innings tonight. Maybe could even get to six. That was just his 71st pitch of the evening. 43 of them have been for strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch to Luck Bauer. And a big cut and a miss at a slider away. Down in the dirt, essentially, for a strike hit is 0-1. Luck Bauer, 1-for-2 today. He doubled off of the right center field wall as the 0-1 is rolled over foul on the first base side. And it was also... Nick's got just a little bit of extra pep in his step. I think he knows that he hasn't thrown a 1-2-3 inning tonight, and he would very much like to. Six-two Shuckers, two gone in the bags, empty here on the bottom of the fifth. The 0-2 pitch, and that is hit high in the air, left field. Backing up on it, Koka, settling, crouching, reaching, and making the grab. And there is Nick Bennett's 1-2-3 inning. It comes in the bottom of the fifth. And as we go on to the sixth, it's the Shuckers 6 and the M-Braves 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the sixth inning here in Pearl. Game one of a six-game series between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Biloxi leading it 6-2. And it'll be 2-3-4 for the Shuckers. Weimer, Valerio, and Diller. The 3-2 up. The right-hander, Coleman Huntley, the third out for his third frame of work. His first offer. Weimer fouls it straight back for a strike at his 0-1. Joey 0-for-1 today. He has walked twice. Last time up in the third, he scalded a ball behind third that Alexander made a great diving stop on and an even better throw for the out. The 0-1. And Weimer watches a fastball sink low. The count is one ball and one strike. The Shuckers do have some right-handed action out in their bullpen, so it looks like the day might be over for Nick Bennett. The set and the 1-1. That's way outside. Weimer all wound up to swing and then holds off. The count is 2-1. So Joey hitting an even 300 with his 0-for-1 today. But the on-base percentage has gone up. And this one is rocketed into left field. There's the base hit for Joey. Got an elevated curveball, and now it's bumbled by Moritz out in left. He's able to recover, but Weimer will advance to second. So that will likely be a single and then an E7. And there it is, single E7.
That's a second ball that Moritz, I think, has played out there. The triple to start the game where that's what made the catch on Frelick's baseball, but I don't think it took a good route to it, and here it just muffs it out in left field.
Yeah, Weimer was content to get to first on that ball. Now it's Felix Valerio. Inside-out swing down the first baseline. Long run in, but foul in front of Harris and behind Lugbauer, tracking back in an eventful strike one. All right, it is Tuesday. There is no education day tomorrow for the first time in 2 weeks for us. And so that means it is the return of Trivia Tuesday. Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready. Rock and roll.
All right, I think I made it a little bit easier tonight. Valerio with the 0-1 count and the pitch on the way. And Felix takes high for a ball, 1-1. All right, so your first question. This multi-time Cy Young Award winner is 6 wins away from his 200th career win. Look back to second and the 1-1. And Valerio's hit by a pitch on his hand, and that is not good. Valerio goes jogging out of the box back towards the Braves dugout, but he is hit on his left hand and obviously in some pain. Felix has been hit by a couple of pitches, and oh, what we didn't want to say tonight, Matt Deal comes out of the dugout, and he's going to Valerio, who was hit right on the hand by a fastball. And he's still taking off all of his gear, so obviously fine enough to do that. And a good thing he's the designated hitter tonight. They're going to take a look at his hand as he goes down to first base. He appears to be fine. But not something you like to see for the Shuckers, who obviously have been dealing with injuries. Garrett Mitchell and Freddie Zamora placed on the IL. Noah Campbell still not playing. He's not injured, but remember, he took that bad tumble on Saturday night, and so I expect he is likely trying to just get over that without an IL stint. As the offer to Thomas Dillard, that's hit out towards the left center field gap, but Moritz had a run in. He reaches out, makes the catch, Weaver's off the base, but he will slide back in feet first in front of the throw by Moritz. Well, Joey was trying to score on a ball slashed the opposite way by Dillard, but Moritz made a good play this time, Thomas.
Yeah, I thought Moritz had a really good read on that baseball, and Weimer thinking that was going to drop in. He was trying to advance up to third base, but Moritz coming in, and good throw back in a second as well. Weimer just able to get back in.
So one gone, still runners on first and second. Shuckers leading by 4, 6-2 here in the sixth, and it's Jackson Reitz who's setting the offer. And Reitz hits this on the ground. Scooped up by Alexander to second for one. On to first. In time. Lugbauer with the glove on the ground brings it in. And the Shuckers hit into a 5-4-3 twin killing that brings the sixth inning to a close. Or the top of the sixth to a close. We move on to the home half of the sixth. It's still Biloxi 6 and Mississippi 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 6-2. And a pitching change for Biloxi here in the bottom of the sixth as they will go to the new right-hander, Lucas Ersig.
Ersig going three record, making his 12th appearance, made a spot start where he's an opener. ERA just about 10.25 this season. 14 innings on the mound, struck out 16, walked 11, but a bulk of those walks coming in his last outing.
So he'll get C.J. Alexander to start things off. And Alexander golfs one out into right field in front of Weimer on two hops. And now Weimer bobbles it. He'll recover and throw. And in safe at second is Alexander. Well, Alexander never slowed down on that one. So I'll be curious if that is another single E9. You have to imagine that's probably the way it's going to be scored after the ball came in and out of Weimer's glove as he was trying to make the quick exchange, and it will be a single and an error on Weimer, and I think it was because he was looking to make a quick throw back in, and he might have been caught off guard. Alexander was moving to second so fast. So now a fastball, low and outside to Harris for a ball. It is 1-0. Shuckers leading at 6-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Ersig trying to stem things and turn him around a little bit for himself here. He sat down the 1-0. And this is a bouncer up the middle over his head. Wheeling around on it, Holt quickly grabs and throws, and Dillard stretches forward to bring it in for the out. So a bouncer over the mound. Holt was alert to it and made a good throw for the out. It's Andrew Portis.
Yeah, I think if there was a runner at first, from a lot of easier play, a ground ball almost basically right to the second base bag. But, you know, Holt, really, Devaney's playing further away because it's a right-handed hitter, so it's Holt's baseball, and that's a tough one. Had to make a good, strong, accurate throw, kind of side throw action as well, able to get it there.
So now it's Andrew Moritz in the first pitch fastball at 95, is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. All right, we got to finish out Trivia Tuesday here, all right?
Yeah.
I know with the pitch clock, things move along a little quickly. Double play ball doesn't do anything to help that. The offer. And that is hit out into shallow center field. Long run in and out of dive. Frelick hauls it in. And he's up with it and throws it in. And Sal Frelick makes a diving catch in shallow center field to scrape one off of the turf. Rob Moritz of a hit and keep Alexander at third. What a catch by Frelick.
That really is. That keeps the run off the board, especially now first against Delgado. That's one of those two where the Braves continue trying to cut that lead down, and run by run starting to come a bit closer. That is a huge play by Sal.
Well, Ersig has been on the wrong side of some bad luck this year. He gets a little bit of help there as this offer is swung on and missed. Fastball at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. All right, the rest of your Trivia Tuesday for you. This two-time World Series champion is two games started away from his 300th career start, 0-1. And another swing and a miss just came at him with a fastball. It's 0-2. And last but not least, this young National League outfielder is two doubles away from his 100th double. The 0-2. Outside with a fastball, maybe high as well. It's 2-1 now to Delgado, who's 2-for-2 today. Man on third, two gone. Shuckers leading at 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth. The right-hander Ersig is 1-2. Fouled back. Came at him with a fastball at 95 on the radar gun here. And so the count stays at 1-2. Thomas, you have any guesses, or you want a little bit of time to mull it over?
I'm going to take some time to mull over, I think. Next half inning.
So, again, a multi-time Cy Young Award winner, six wins away from his 200th career win, two-time World Series champion, two starts away from his 300th. As a cutter misses outside, it's now 2-2. And a young National League outfielder who is two doubles away from his 100th career double. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He threw him a changeup. Reed smothers it. Ersig works around the leadoff single. We move on to the seventh. The Shuckers still carrying a 6-2 advantage over the Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united. Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the seventh inning here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. The Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 6-2. New hurler on the mound for the M Braves. It's another lefty, Jake Higginbotham. He'll get Tristan Lutzkamp and take you through the seventh inning. Here's Thomas Zanzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Yes, Jake Higginbotham, 1-2 record, his 13th appearance in year eight, just a tick over eight. But two holds. 12 and a third innings on the mound, 14 strikeouts. Faces Tristan Lutz, rifles back the first pitch to the screen for strike one. Well, Sal Frelick making an incredible catch in center field, saving a run, and still a 6-2 lead here in the top of the seventh. Lutz one for three, RBI double in the first inning. As the 0-1, Lutz takes it for a ball in the dirt, 1-1. Garrett, I know we're talking about Trivia Tuesday as well. Still kind of giving it some thought, but some ideas are popping around up in the brain.
All right.
And Higginbotham's 1-1 breaking ball. Let's ground ball. Waddell bobbles it, recovers. A two-hopper to first, and Lundbauer picks it. Incredible hand-eye coordination from Luke Waddell. Recovers, and Let's sat down for the first out.
Yeah, he made the bobble, and as it was still floating in front of him, he was able to reach out and snag it and then make an accurate throw.
So going back to Trivia Tuesday, the first one was a 200th career win from a two-time Cy Young Award winner, correct?
A multi-Cy Young Award
winner,
okay. Yes.
As Cam Devaney pops it foul for strike one. You know, I was going to say Clayton Kershaw, but I think he has way more than 200 wins. Thinking Max Scherzer as well. As Devaney swings through, fastball, it's 0-2.
All right, I need an answer.
Well, those are the two guys I know, I think, are multi, is Devaney, chopper. Third baseman, Alexander. Glove side, throws across, puts him away, 5-3. I'll go Scherzer.
He got it right, everybody.
Oh,
he got it right.
Wow.
So you said it, and I wanted to say, you said it was.
Well, I'm curious, too, how many wins does Clayton Kershaw have then? I'm going to go to the old baseball reference right now.
Yep.
189, so he's close to it.
He's okay. Getting there.
11 away.
Yep.
Well, two outs, base is empty. Game hold. Lefty against the lefty, Higginbotham. 6-2 in the seventh. As so, first pitch foul tipped in the mitt for strike one. All righty, the second question, a two-time World Series winner, 300th career start.
Yep.
This is a pitcher, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Two-time World Series winner. as Holt slaps it up the third baseline, foul, 0-2. Trying to think who would have won two World Series. Is it Madison Bumgarner?
It is not.
Okay.
That is not a bad guess.
Trying to think who's... I feel like someone's going to be switching teams, you know.
That is correct. It is someone who has done it with two different teams.
0-2 down and away to Holt. 1-2. Okay. Two-time World Series. Higginbotham set the 1-2. The breaking ball, Holt lines it down the third baseline, just a hair foul. And Solo do it again. I think you got me here. Unless it is David Price.
That is incorrect.
Okay. I know he's won two World Series. High and tight on Holt with the fastball. 4-3-2. All right, I'm going to give it one more. And then you can tell me.
Okay.
And Verlander, is he two-time World Series winner?
I think he might have won one with the Tigers, but Verlander is not the right answer.
As Holt floats it down the left field line, a base hit. And he'll hold up at first base. Gabe Holt's second single. Now 2-for-4 tonight. Breaks up Higginbotham's perfect inning he was envisioning.
However, you have named two of at least pitcher pitched for, and he may or may not have been teammates. He was teammates with Justin Verlander for one of those World Series wins.
So someone on the Astros then. And now a time called. I think a baseball got over the Shuckers bullpen on right field.
Not really sure why they called timeout there.
Yeah. Well, Holt at first base, Jason Coca. 3-for-3 start for him with a pair of doubles. And hacks to the first pitch. Fastball 92 for strike one. So someone from the Astros. Is that correct then?
That it was one of the World Series that he won, yes.
Oof. 0-1. Is fouled back to the screen, 0-2. This is going to be a killer, I think, when I find out the answer.
He might have been a part of a World Series championship team last season.
Oh, man.
And pitched in the World Series the previous year on the losing team.
And the 0-2 is down and in. It's 1-2.
He had a performance that, when people say break a leg, this isn't exactly what you're expecting.
1-2 as Coca fouls it back. Oh, I'm trying to... I'm at a loss. I don't know who the Braves.
All right.
I don't know who in the Braves, you know.
Charlie Morton.
Oh, Charlie Morton, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
2017
right.
World
yeah.
Series champion with the Astros.
Forgot. Yeah.
Pitched for the Rays in 2020 yeah. when they made it to the World Series and then was obviously a starter for the Braves last year.
1-2 from Higginbotham. And Coca takes it up and away, 2-2.
Pitched a couple of innings on a fractured leg.
That's right.
Against his former team.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a killer.
So, 100 in his career.
2-2 to Coca as he fouls it off his back leg. And Holt has to stay there at first base. Top of the seventh inning, 6-2 Shuckers. Holt two out single, he's at first. All righty, the last question. It was NL outfielder, two doubles away from 100.
Yes.
So it's a young buck out there.
Yep. He's pretty good.
Ronald Acuna Jr. 2-2, little flare down the right field line, tailing away, and it bounces foul. One hopper out of the tarp. Count remains the same to Coca.
Is not Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay.
For a point of reference, Ronald Acuna Jr. has 80 career doubles.
Someone a little bit longer. Well, Ronald's had some injuries.
Yeah.
Harrison Bader.
That is incorrect.
I feel like he's not the kind of a star stud in it as others. The 2-2 fastball just a hair up and away. It's full of 3-2.
That was a good-looking pitch.
Juan Soto.
That is.
There it is.
Juan Soto.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. He gets a half point for that one. So 1.5 this week on Trivia Tuesday. Good job.
We'll do better. Well, two outs. Holt at first. He'll be running. 3-2 in Coca. Sharp hit ground ball right at Jalen Miller, the second baseman. Tosses to first. A 4-3 putout. Ends the seventh inning. No runs on one hit. And one man left on base. It's stretch time here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers 6 and Braves 2. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for serving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Pitch from the ball game, Luis Contreras enters in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers with a 6-2 lead on the Mississippi Braves.
Now for Contreras, ninth appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 3.14 ERA, 14 and a third innings, five runs, all of them earned on nine hits. He has walked six and struck out 18. Opponents hitting just 176 against the right-hander Luis Contreras.
Contreras faces the top of the order as Michael Harris is second, whiffs to first pitch, change up for strike one. Harris, the Atlanta Braves' number one prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. 1-for-3 night for him. As 0-1, tails down and away with a change up again, 1-1. Harris, who had reached base in his first 31 games, it was snapped on Saturday night. We talked about it back in Biloxi. As 1-1, fastball 91. Elevated up in the zone, swung through for strike two. Came 300. It's at 290 right now in game. As the fastball fouled back to the screen, count stays the same. Well, I think with his defensive ability, and he's been known as a great route runner, and able to read the baseball off the bat, has some speed. 1-2 is down and in. 2-2. He's not the fastest guy out there, but he's got plenty enough speed to play center field. Just envisioning what he can do at Truist Park in Atlanta in the next few years. You think he could be there as soon this year, next year. As 2-2 popped up right side of the infield. As right on the line at first is Dillard in front of the first base bag. The first out recorded. Harris is sat down. So Jalen Miller, the second base, and 2-for-3 night for him so far. Well, the Braves, eight hits in total, two runs a show for, run in the second, run in the third inning, but the Shuckers jumped out to a 6-0 lead in those innings as he fouls the first pitch back over our heads of the press box for strike one. Well, quick game recap of this game. In the top of the first, hitting south, Frilich leadoff, triple, Weimer walked. Blair sack fly. Three batters later, Tristan Lutz doubles both of them home. A 3-0 start as the 0-1 slider outside 1-1. Jared Schuster, one of the Braves' top prospects, their first-round pick back in 2020, was second in the Southern League in ERA, lasted just two-thirds of an inning. And the 1-1 swung through on the changeup, 1-2 to Jalen. And in the second inning, Felix Valerio RBI single scores one. Yason Coca, Jackson to reach singles home. Two more, two batters later. 1-2 on the ground. Snared by Coca. Spins, gets up to first, and gets Miller by a stick. Another fantastic 5-3 putout. CJ Alexander had one earlier in the game, but now Yason Coca goes down to an eight. Spinning and winning, as they say. Two outs here in the seventh inning. So really no runs since the first three innings. A lot of zeros on the scoreboard thanks to both bullpens. Coleman Huntley, the third. He tossed the scoreless three innings. Allowed three hits, struck out three. His breaking ball popped up left side of the diamond. Devine, the shortstop, in the hole on the edge of the grass. Makes a catch on his left shoulder to put away the side here in the seventh inning. 1-2-3 from Luis. After seven, Shuckers with a 6-2 lead on the Embraves here in Pearl. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere, Mississippi Coast Supply.
We enter the top of the eighth inning with the Shuckers is clinging on to a 6-2 lead on the Mississippi Braves. And the Braves, a new pitcher on the mound, Justin Maese, enters for Jake Higginbotham. Tell you all about him and take you the rest of the way home. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it is Maese. He'll get the top of the order. Frilich, Weimer, and Valerio. The 3-2 up for Biloxi here in the eighth inning. For Maese, 13 appearances, 0-1 with a 4.40 ERA. He has finished 11 games for the Embraves, and he's been their closer. Six saves in six opportunities. This is not one of them. So here's Frilich from the left side, the set and the first offer. And that is low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. However, right here, the Embraves trying to stay within striking distance of the Shuckers. It's 6-2. Set and the 1-0. And Frilich fouls this one back. A skipper off of one hop straight back. The count is 1-1 now. Frilich is 2-for-4 today. Tripled and scored back in the first. Flied to center in the second. Singled in the third. Kick and the 1-1. And a fastball is outside at 93. The count is 2-1. Sal went down looking his last time up back in the fifth inning. Was none too pleased about it. The 2-1. And that is hit straight up the middle, a base hit. Right over the head of the shortstop Waddell, and it's a three-hit night for Sal Frilich.
A Well, there is the Brewers' number one prospect starting to maybe get acclimated to the Southern League. You know, started off slowly as so many people do, and hitters do in this league. It is so tough to hit. And Sal Frelick, that was third straight multi-hit game.
Yep. And the fourth time that he has reached base at least twice in a game. The other one he walked for Joey Weimer, who singled his last time up. Right-hander, Maese deals. And this is hit the opposite way, but that'll go foul for a strike. And it is 1-0. Check that 0-1 to Weimer. Thomas, we haven't talked about the roster moves Biloxi made yet today, have we?
We have not.
They got the offense got off and running so quick in the first inning that we didn't touch on the four roster moves Biloxi made as the fastball is high and tight for a ball 1-0. So a couple of additions. The most exciting one is the right-hander T.J. Shook, who was added today. Product out of South Carolina has put together a really good campaign at high A. He is now slated to start on Thursday. 1-1, Weimer watches a fastball, measure knee-high for his strike. It's 1-2. Also the addition of the catcher Jason Lopez, minor league free agent signed back in January, who was getting over a small injury and was assigned to the Brewers from the Arizona Complex League. 1-2. And Weimer hits this hard on the ground. Scooped up by Alexander to second for one, but they will not turn two. And so it's a 5-4 put out of Frelick. Weimer on a fielder's choice. And now it's Felix Valerio, and good to see Felix batting after he was hit on the hand his last time up. Of course, if you add two players, that means with the Shuckers roster at 28, you have to subtract a couple. And while you're sad to see them go, very excited for both players, as the right-hander Tyler Herb and the right-hander Matt Hardy both promoted to AAA today. Throw over to first, and Weimer is back in with a full dive. And I think that Tyler Herb had showed that he was done with AA. Weimer goes as the pitch is called a strike. The throw from the knees of Clementina not in time. And Weimer slides in safely with his second steal of the day. So I had my numbers wrong. I thought that both Valerio and Weimer were at six steals respectively. So he got to eight with their double steal earlier. Now Weimer with his second steal has matched him. And dirtied up the jersey in the process. He's going for third as the pitch is down low. The throw is not in time. And Weimer swipes a second, even with a late go. A fastball down low. Both were called strikes to Valerio, and Weimer stole back-to-back bases.
You don't see it, too, in back-to-back pitches, like you said.
Well, the infield draws in with one gone in the 0-2, and Valerio down to a knee, swinging over a strike. And actually, they had called the previous pitch a ball, which is what I had thought. They put it up there on the scoreboard as a strike. So that swing was strike two now to Valerio. The 1-2. And Valerio is able to foul this back. So Joey Weimer now moves back in front with nine steals on the season. But you never like to get too far ahead of yourself, Thomas. Weimer is in a spot to have a 2020 season this year. The 1-2. And Valerio fouls another one back. I mean, he's already at nine home runs. And now he has stolen nine bases. Prime position there for the outfielder, who obviously hit 27 last year as the 1-2. And Valerio down to an knee, swings through a low fastball for a strikeout. And of course, Weimer was a 27-30 guy last year. He stole 30 bases and hit 27 home runs. Big strikeout for Maese for the second out, though. Weimer at third with two gone, and now Thomas Dillard. And with two outs, the infield will back up. Weimer a big walking lead off of third, and the pitch. And that's taken for a strike 0-1. And with the third baseman, Alexander, not even holding him on, I would not be surprised if Weimer maybe gets a break and tries to steal home. He's more than a quarter of a way down the line. The 0-1. And Dillard muscles this, but it's on the end. He'll make the grab for the out. So Weimer swipes a couple, but nothing else in the inning. And as we move on to the bottom of the eighth, the Shuckers still leading it 6-2 over the Embraves on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, looky here.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 6-2, and Biloxi will go to another arm in their bullpen. This time they will turn to the right-hander Harold Chirino here in the eighth.
Right here in 2022, making his 12th appearance. ERA through the first 11 at 1.17. It was under one for quite some time. 15 and a third innings on the mound. He's logged, struck out 12, walked 5, 11 hits. Just two earned runs, walked five, and hitters sitting just 200 off him, right at the Mendoza line.
So he comes in and gets Hendrick Limentina, Drew Lugbauer, and C.J. Alexander. Right-handed hitting catcher for the Embraves as the righty Chirino sets and deals. And the first pitch is a slow bouncer. Devaney charges, gloves, realizes who's running, make sure that he gets the grip on the ball and throws it accurately to first on the run for the out. And Clementina, I don't think it's insulting. He's a slow runner. And so, you know, Devaney charged on hard, and then he looked up, saw Clementina was about halfway down the baseline and realized, set your feet, make the throw. One going in Lugbauer, the hitter. Well, let's go ahead and check in on the big league crew, because this matchup's happening at the major leagues. As this is skipped off the edge of the mound and out into center, it's a base hit for Drew Lugbauer, his second knock of the night. So a one-out single, bringing up C.J. Alexander. Of course, Brewers and Braves three-game series going on at American Family Field. Brewers winning 1-0 thanks to a combination of three Biloxi Shuckers last night. Freddie Peralta, Devin Williams, Josh Hader. Freddie was outstanding, seven scoreless innings and a 1-0 win. First offer, and that is slammed out to deep left center field. Freelich's going to have to run a long way to get there, but he hauls it in, out in deep left center field. The kid can fly, and he tracks it down for the second out.
Kid's got wheels. That's a no-fly zone out there in left center field. I think it's only due right because C.J. Alexander took a base hit away from Weimer. So what do you take away? I take away as well.
I mean, off is going to get down and get all the way out to the left field wall. And again, you hate that Aaron Mitchell on the injured list, but Sal Frelick, not a bad replacement out there in center field to track down anything like that. First pitch slider spins in on the inside edge for a called strike to Trey Harris. And it is 0-1. So two gone, man on first is Lugbauer. Shuckers leading at 6-2. The 0-1. And that slider nearly hits him. I don't know how it didn't. The count is 1-1. Well, tonight, Brewers and Braves, they're playing another close one. It is 1-0 Atlanta at the end of three innings. Satanville 1-1, and a skipper first base side is foul. The count is 1-2. Lone run in this game, scoring on an RBI fielder's choice by Ronald Acuna Jr. That is it. Set and the 1-2. And a fastball's outside. Only count even at 2-2 to Harris.
They had the 1-0 game yesterday, too.
Yep. Tucker Davidson, former Mississippi Brave, five innings tonight. Three hits, no runs, three walks, three Ks. 2-2, and that's swung on and missed as Chirino gets the right-handed hitting Harris to chase an outside slider. So a base hit, but nothing else in the bottom of the eighth. We go on to the ninth. Shuckers carrying a 6-2 advantage as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. Leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 6-2 lead over the Mississippi Braves. And Braves will go to the bullpen yet again. They bring on their fifth reliever of the night, and this time it's the right-hander Odalvy Javier.
Yeah, Javier is some velocity as well at the back of the bullpen. 13th appearance, 0-1, ERA just over 5. 16 innings on the mound, 19 strikeouts, has walked 6. Hitters hitting .250 off him.
So it's Jackson Reitz to lead it off the pitch. And Reitz checks his swing on a slider down low for a ball 1-0. Well, this is likely Reitz's last opportunity to extend his home run streak to 4 consecutive games. 1-0 way inside, 2 balls and no strikes. There have only been 2 players in Shuckers franchise history that have homered in 4 consecutive games. They did it in back-to-back years. The 2-0. And a swing and a miss over a fastball. The count is 2-1. Jake Hager did it in 4 straight games. 2 at MGM Park and then 2 at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville in June of 2018. And the 2-1. And Reitz swings and just catches a piece. And that ricochets off and catches Clementina, who's doubled over in a little bit of pain. As it's fouled off and it's 2-2. So we'll give him in a moment as Clementina's back up. But the other was Trent Grisham in 2019. That was part of Trent's remarkable 30-game stretch. And he actually homered in back-to-back games here at Trustmark Park to reach 4 straight games with a homer. 2-2. And Reitz strikes out swinging on a changeup. So that is likely the end of the streak for Reitz. Shuckers hoping that he doesn't come to bat again unless they end up sending another 9 men to the plate.
I think they'll just sink the win. I think Jackson would as well.
So one gone and Tristan Lutz the batter.
Although we've had so many 9th inning comebacks in the major leagues.
no lead is safe.
Yeah.
Absolutely no lead is safe anymore. As the first offer to Lutz, inner edge changeup for a strike, it is 0-1.
I think a lot of them have been around the Phillies as well. I know the Phillies and Dodgers a few. I think twice they had some really tight ball games.
0-1, Lutz, a bouncer on the ground. Waddell comes on, vacuums it up, throws the first on one hop. It gets by Lundbauer. And Lutz is just going to keep on running down the first base line. Make sure that he doesn't turn towards second as he ran through the base. It was going to be a difficult throw. See if they score that as a hit or an error.
I remember, obviously, the Phillies, they blew that big lead in the ninth inning, and they're up 7-1 in the middle innings against the Dodgers last series, and it got tight again, but obviously the biggest one is the Mets. Mets lead that evaporated against Philly.
The Mets had their big comeback, for sure. And that's going to be a straight E6 that allows Lutz to reach. Well, obviously, the Shuckers had a 6-run lead in game number one of their series against Birmingham. That went away in the eighth inning. 7-1-0. That's inside to Devaney. Two balls and no strikes. Well, the Shuckers haven't hit a home run tonight, but they have 6 runs on 12 hits. 3 in the first, 3 in the second. They have put men on base. As a matter of fact, they've only gone in order one time tonight. 2-0. And Devaney takes high, thought about it, but held off. And the count is 3 balls and no strikes to Devaney. Cam 0 for 3, but he walked. Right-hander Javier. The 3-0. And that hit him. Oh, came in and got him right on the shoulder. 93 on the radar gun. And so the second Shuckers batter that's been hit tonight. Boy, that is no fun. You're just up there thinking you're going to get ball 4, and instead you have to wear one on your shoulder. The Shuckers have gotten beaten up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, that's the worst way to get a ball 4, is it coming and plunk you. I think it's better on that shoulder or backside than probably on the hands.
You'll take it when you have a 2-strike count, maybe, and you're fighting to get on base, but Devaney gets down to first. And now it's Gabe Holt, who has singled in each of his last 2 at-bats. He watches a fastball on the outer half for a strike. 0-1. So another opportunity to maybe add one on in the ninth for Biloxi. Right-hander Javier is 1-0. And Holt fouls it straight back. And so the count is 1-1. Right-hander Taylor Floyd is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Good to see him getting loose for the ninth. Not a save situation with the Shuckers up by 4. Set in the 1-1. And a breaking ball is hit on the ground the other way. Fielded cleanly by Alexander. He'll go to second for 1, but that is going to be it. As Devaney slides in feet first and Holt hustles down the line. So Lutz down to third on the fielder's choice by Holt.
I think, too, that the ball kind of stuck in the webbing of Alexander. It took him quite a while to get the baseball out of the mitt. They got to wait a little bit, too, for Miller to get over there. That's probably what the delay might have been, but tough to turn 2 on the Shuckers. We've seen that plenty of times this year.
And on the edges, 2 gone. Here's Jason Koka, who's got a 3-hit night tonight, and the first pitch is high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. 2 doubles, a single, a run up. That's what you get for pulling the ball, right? 1-0. And a rip and a miss over a really hard-biting breaking ball. That was like a wiffle ball as it fell off the table. And the count is now 1-1 to Koka. Lutz reached on the error by the shortstop Waddell. Devaney was hit by a pitch, and then the fielder's choice canceled him out. 1-1. And Koka is late on a high fastball. And the count is 1-2. Infield plays Koka to pull. So the third baseman, Alexander, way off of third, almost where you'd see a shortstop. The 1-2, that is down in the dirt with a changeup. Oh, Holt had taken a couple of steps, and he's regretting that he didn't go on a changeup that ended up in the dirt.
That's right. Think we'd have second base easily.
Now the count, 2-2 to Koka. Javier The 2-2 runner does go, and this is bounced on the ground. Three hopper right to Miller. Scoops and throws, and Coca fast down the line but out by a step. And so the Shuckers threaten again in the ninth but are unable to push anything across. But we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers leading at 6-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers leading at 6-4, and Biloxi will turn to the right-hander Taylor Floyd to try and finish this one off tonight.
Yeah, Taylor coming in, making his fifth appearance, ERA at 10.80, but don't let that ERA fool you. Floyd has thrown a scoreless last three innings after allowing four runs in a third of an inning.
The first pitch is a slider at the bottom of the zone to Moritz for a strike. It is 0-1.
Struck out five in those three and a third innings and two, so with a ball swing and missed up.
0-1. And a swing and a tipper, and Reitz down to his backside as it just kind of fells him easily. And the count is 0-2. Center fielder Freelich shaded slightly towards left for the left-handed hitting Moritz. Moritz is 0-2 with a walk. Remember, he lined out to Freelich his last time up. And he stretches and misses for a fastball. It's a strikeout for Floyd. One gone and Riley Delgado, the batter.
Well, there is some of that swing and miss stuff. A two-seam fastball looked like Moritz, and he just tried to reach at it and throw the bat at the ball, but to no avail. When it's up there, runs more than 92 miles an hour.
So one gone and Delgado, the batter. And the first pitch slider knee-high for a strike 0-1. Well, it's not very often that a reliever is a top 30 prospect. The set in the 0-1. This has hit the opposite way foul above the Shuckers dugout. And the count is 0-2. However, Floyd regarded as the number 23 prospect in the Brewers system. And last year, he made seven appearances with the Shuckers, didn't allow a run. 0-2. And a slider, and Delgado barely gets a piece of the bat to it to foul it off. And the count at 0-2. Came to double A, locked down a save, got a win, got a couple of holds. He's a guy who's got the closer mentality. The 0-2. And a slider low and away. It's 1-2. And while he might not have the electric fastball that you see out of Devin Williams or Josh Hader, and he has shown time and again that he has what it takes to get the last three outs. 1-2. And a slider low and away. It is 2-2. And really, that slider playing off of his fastball and a sinker is what is going to do it for him. The 2-2. Sinking fastball low at 93. And so the count has now run full. And Floyd will pick up the rosin bag, balance it on the back of his hand a little bit, and then drop it back down to the back of the hill. As our home plate umpire, Steve Hodgins, needed a few more baseballs. Freeling now shading towards right. Out in center field, pretty extreme. The 3-2. And a slider's low and outside. Delgado lays off for ball four. He's on base for a third time tonight.
And just a good eye, too. Floyd kept trying to get him to bite on a slider down and away. That's the white bounce strikeout pitch. Two right-hander and Delgado being patient. You know, and we just need base runners right now.
Chuckers leading it 6-2 here in the top or in the bottom of the ninth inning. And so it is Michael Harris the second. First offer. And Harris shoots it the opposite way inside of third, a base hit. Lutz has to go a long way to get there, and Delgado is motoring. He's going to get the wave around third, and he will score without a throw. It's an RBI double for Michael Harris, the second. And the M Braves not done yet. They now trail it 6-3 here in the ninth.
Well, not all doubles are created the same. Michael Harris, the second, a lefty. And so Jason Coca, the third baseman, he's playing off the third base bag quite some few steps off of there. And Harris is able to shortly ground it down the third base line. And well, that's because of lefty two. He's playing off it, so everybody gets forced to go back over to the original position.
So now man in second, and it's Jalen Miller, the first offer. And a fastball is a little off the plate for a ball, 1-0. Series continues tomorrow. The Shuckers are going to send the right-hander Justin Bullock to the mound first, while the right-hander Alan Rangel to go for the Embraves. He set and the 1-0. And this is hit in the air out into deep right center field. Frelick tracking Weimer as well. Frelick dives. He can't catch it. Weimer scoops and throws it. Harris coming to the plate. The throw will go to third. It's back-to-back doubles for the Embraves, and now they're within two at 6-4. Well, Frelick was playing well over towards left, had a long way to go to get there, and at a dive, he almost made the catch. But it's back-to-back doubles by Harrison Miller after the walk, and now, again, you can't pitch yourself into a save situation, but the Embraves have scored two here in the bottom of the ninth. And they're as close as they have been since the score was 0-0 at first pitch.
Yeah, this is the biggest momentum swing that they have had in this ballgame. And now it brings up the tying run of the plate, of course, in the order. You don't want a tying run possibly in Drew Legbauer to try to come to the plate here.
Waddell does represent the tying run as the pitch. Is a fastball low for a ball, 1-0. So Shuckers still leading it 6-4 here in the ninth inning. Floyd looks back to second and the 1-0. And a sinking changeup misses low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes to Waddell. But Waddell has hit the ball well twice today. Lined out to right in the first and lined out right to Thomas Dillard back in the fifth. The 2-0, and he muscles this one out into shallow left over to Vaney's head. It's a base hit. Lutz is up with it. His throw will come in. Dillard cuts it off. And so mid on the edges, and now the tying run is on, and the winning run's coming to the plate in the form of Hendrick Clementina. And for Waddell, that now extends is on base streak to 14 straight games. Nick Childs is going to come out of the dugout for the first time in no hurry until he gets across the line, and now he'll come to have a quick word with Moore.
Maybe to try to buy some time, too, in the bullpen in case they want to go that way, but all of a sudden this has turned into a tight game, and that's why that catch that Frelick made in center field really is magnified here in the play that Alexander had on Joey Weimer. He took away a base hit back in the third inning. You know, neither team has scored since then until this bottom of the ninth.
So the meeting on the mound is over, and the Shuckers get a couple of relievers up and going. Well, now, just Panera is loosening up out of the bullpen. 6-4 Shuckers. The Embraves have scored two here in the ninth. They have been on the edges with one gone and Hendrick Clementina the batter. Floyd sets in the first pitch, and that's right at the bottom of the zone of fastball for a strike, 0-1. Clementina would be a prime double play candidate to try and get out of this inning, but he also does have good pop when he gets a hold of it. The 0-1. And a big swing and a miss down to a knee as he went right through a slider. The count is 0-2. Slider was low and away, and Clementina just wildly swinging at it. Floyd hands out from his belt as he sets, and the 0-2 is a fastball fouled off by Clementina. Just came inside, and right-handed hitter was able to nick a piece of it. So the Shuckers jumped out to a 6-0 lead after 1.5. The Embraves 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, and now 2 here in the 9th. Men on the corners and 1 gone, and an 0-2 to Clementina again. Here it is from Floyd, and a slider shot in the right field, a base hit. Weimer will scoop. That will hold the runner at 2nd, but Clementina with an RBI single. And that's now 5 consecutive men that have reached against Taylor Floyd. And the tying run is at 2nd, and the winning run is at 1st. And Drew Lugbauer is coming to bat, and that's going to be the end of the night for Taylor Floyd. So Mike Guerrero comes out, and Zach Venero is going to come on for the Shuckers here in the ninth inning, and this is a save chance now. I'll tell you all about the new hurler on the other side. Shuckers now leading it by just a run, 6-5 in the ninth with one gone. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Runners on first and second. And one gone. It'll be the right-hander Zach Venero into the ballgame, trying to hold on to now a one-run lead, but he gets Drew Lugbauer as the right-hander Venero sets and fires. And Lugbauer swings through a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1.
Well, Venero making his team-leading 14th appearance, no record, 3.38 ERA, 2 saves and 2 opportunities this season.
The set and the 0-1, and a backdoor slider is in there for a strike. It is 0-2.
Well, Venero 11 strikeouts and 2 1/3 scoreless frames against the Embraves this season.
Big spot here, runners on first and second, the 0-2. And Lugbauer hits it right at the second baseman, Holt, for the out. He barreled it up, but he hit it right at Gabe Holt. And there's 2 gone now. A massive line out.
Ole
big sigh of relief after the last five men had reached base, the last four with base hits. You just had to stop the hit parade from continuing.
Well, remember last year, Lundbauer, 2-for-6 off of Venero with a three-run homer. So he gets him out here, the set and the offer. And Alexander fouls the first one off for a strike, 0-1. So Thomas said it, five straight men reached, a walk to Delgado. Back-to-back doubles by Harris and Miller. Back-to-back singles by Waddell and Clementina, driving in three here in the ninth. Shuckers leading it 6-5, and time is called by Reitz. Try to reset the pitch clock. So far today, Alexander 1-for-4. Manero checks back to second, and the 0-1. And a breaking ball is at the knees for a strike, 0-2. So the same sequence to Alexander that he gave to Lundbauer. This righty-lefty matchup. Two gone on the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers leading by a run. Runners on first and second for the M-Braves. And the 0-2. Check swing on a fastball tailing away. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Alexander, the eighth man to bat in the inning for the M-Braves. Shuckers trying to hang on to this one. The set and the 1-2. And it's fouled off left side. 95 on the gun here in the stadium. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Alexander. Alexander last year against Venero was 0-for-2. Venero readies the 1-2 again. And a swing and a miss. He tied him up with an inside sinker. And Venero comes on and gets the requisite two outs to get the save for the Shuckers. Biloxi extends their winning streak to four games, and they snap an eight-game road losing streak as they hang on tonight. Final score in this one, the Shuckers 6 and the M-Braves 5. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll wrap this one up and take a look ahead to tomorrow. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Out of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers 6-5 winners tonight. They hang on. Rally in the ninth inning by the M-Braves as Mississippi scored three, but Biloxi 6-5 winners. Here, Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Thomas, the tale for this one, Shuckers did all of their scoring early, and it was just enough. And most importantly, they were able to slay the Dragon for at least one night as Jared Schuster, who had struck out 12 Biloxi Shuckers in his first start, does not make it out of the first inning tonight.
Yeah, that was an integral part to this win, knocking him out of the ballgame early and still getting to Hayden Dill, the momentum carrying early in this one. The Shuckers getting 6 runs in the first 2 innings, but quiet after that. But give props to the Shuckers pitching tonight. Nick Bennett going a solid 5 innings and a quality start. And the rest of the guys as well. Lucas Ursi, Contreras, Chirino, and the rest of the back end.
Well, they are able to do it tonight. It was a sac fly by Felix Valerio, a 2-RBI double by Tristan Lutz, and then it was an RBI single by Felix Valerio and a 2-RBI single by Jackson Reitz. That was it. You said it, Nick Bennett did enough over 5 innings tonight. Got into a little bit of trouble, but finished his night off nicely with a 1-2-3 fifth. Lucas Ursig had a man get on, but stranded him. Scoreless inning from Luis Contreras and a scoreless inning, which is to hit allowed by Harold Chirino. We got to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it was a walk back single that ended the night for Taylor Floyd. But then Zach Venero comes on. And look, last season, the Shuckers were cruising to a victory over the Mississippi Braves, and Zach Venero gave up a 3-run go-ahead homer to Drew Lugbauer when we were at MGM Park. So that matchup right there, you had to wonder how it was going to go. This season, Lugbauer is now 0-for-3 against Venero, and Zach gets the better of them with a lineout. He then gets a strikeout against Alexander, and it's great to see that. Venero now 3-for-3 in save opportunities for the Shuckers as they come away with the win tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at the scores from around the Southern League, as well as the Brewers organization, and get you set for tomorrow. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsor of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit
Sparky, how do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers 6-5 winners tonight over the Mississippi Braves. They're able to hold on. We're not the only action in the Southern League. Hey, we finally have new series going on. And we'll take a look at that. Send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Remember, the Tennessee Smokies had won 7 ball games in a row. Well, yep. Tonight they lose to Chattanooga at Smoky Stadium 9-8. Your final score there. Home run from Bryce Windham in this game. Matt McLain hit his 9th home run of the season in the second. So a couple big-time prospect home runs there from McLean. 2-for-4, he finished in the ballgame. Hitting just over 250, but an OPS just under 1,000 and 951. So final score there in Chattanooga. Birmingham, they fall late to Rocket City. The trash pan is, well, they were down in Pensacola a handful of times there. They were, I believe, swept by Pensacola.
Now they were swept by the Wahoos.
Yeah, so the trash pan is getting a win. 19-15 record for them. Really tough for Birmingham. They were leading this ballgame 5-4 in the eighth inning, but the trash pan is coming back with two runs in that frame, a Zach Humphreys single, which then led to a throwing error in the process as well, and really spoiled off a good night for Linnings, hitting a pair of home runs solo in the fourth, a two-run blast in the bottom of the sixth inning. There were a number of home runs today for the Barons. So Sosa had two of them. Didolo had one in the fifth, his ninth, and Nesloney his seventh in the sixth inning as well. So really plenty of home runs to go around there. And I believe the Sosa and Nesloney might have been back-to-back as well. And it was. So
there you go.
Ironic as that.
Hey, they learned something in Biloxi.
They learned how to go back-to-back. But again, unfortunately, Birmingham falls 6-5 final score there. And the only other game going on, Pensacola Montgomery rain down at Riverwalk Stadium, or actually looks like COVID-19 postponement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a little COVID-19. Did not see that the first time. I saw PPD, and I said, oh, it must be rain down there in Montgomery.
Oh, no.
There was COVID-19 there.
That is no good.
No bueno.
That was something that forced some cancellations last season, and if I'm not mistaken, the threshold for a COVID cancellation this year is a little bit higher case number-wise than it was last season. So we'll find out what that means for the remainder of the season going forward. But good to know about that. Thank you so much, Thomas, unless you have anything else to add this evening.
No, that's it.
All right. So there's your news from around the Southern League. As for scores from around the Brewers organization, well, the Carolina Mudcats, they start off what seems like their ninth series against the Down East Wood Ducks tonight. They fall by a final score of 8-5 in this one as they drop game number one of their series. Meanwhile, the Nashville Sounds come back and beat the Louisville Bats tonight by a final score of 4-3. Peter Strzelecki picks up his third win of the season. And then at the low A level, or the high A level, excuse me, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 3-1 winners over South Bend tonight. No decision tonight for Anton Kelly, but he was spectacular yet again. 6 1/3 innings, 1 run, 5 hits. His ERA now at 2.14. The really good guy, though, has been Kent Hassler, who an inning and 2/3 tonight, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. He gets the win as he drops his ERA to .77.
Wow.
And then Cam Robinson comes on and gets his 8th save of the year. He goes 1 scoreless inning and strikes out 2. Good news in this one, Joe Gray Jr., 1-for-3 with a home run. It was a 2-run shot, and it was the deciding one in this game. He had a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 8th inning. Other RBI in this one coming from Tristan Peters on a sacrifice fly. And Carlos Rodriguez stole a base tonight as well. There are your numbers from around the Brewers organization. And the big league crew taking on Atlanta this evening. They're at American Family Field. Remember, they dropped game number one to nothing, or they won game one to nothing. Looks like they're going to drop game number two. Atlanta now leading it 3-0 by virtue of a 2-run homer by Marcell Ozuna. So that is your update there. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 6 runs, 12 hits. They committed 1 error and left 12 men on base. For Mississippi, 5 runs on 13 hits. They committed 2 errors, and they left 10 men on base. The winning pitcher tonight is Nick Bennett. He improves to 2-3. The losing pitcher is Jared Schuster. He drops to 2-3, and Zach Venero gets his third save of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a crowd of 17-70 on an 86-degree warm night here in Mississippi. With the win, the Shuckers are back to .500. They are 17-17 on the year, and they again extend their winning streak to 4 games and also snap a losing skid on the road that saw them drop 8 in a row dating back to their series against Montgomery. As for the M Braves, they dropped to 14-20. They have now lost 3 in a row. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch right here at Trustmark Park tomorrow night. The Shuckers are going to send the right-hander Justin Bullock to the mound first. He will be opposed by the right-hander Alan Rangel. First pitch comes on the air for you tomorrow at 6:15. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight. Thomas, great work as always, sir.
Well, thank you, Gary.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out and inning or with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Gary Green saying so long from here at Trustmark Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 6, the Mississippi Braves 5. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from Pearl, Mississippi.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise,